is that he has that lineage and has that that knowledge of being around the game for so long and playing at different levels. That brings a lot to the high school game and can give the young kids a different perspective.
Normally after stubbing their toe that first week, a close loss to a very good Class 5 Smith Cotton school. Two nice wins in a row. They look pretty solid, and then they're actually getting votes in this week's polling class.
Yeah, I think one thing that Cody McDowell probably wanted to improve on was that defensive play. Smith Cotton ran all over Moberly in that first week. I believe, if my reference is correct, they had over 250 yards rushing that week. So they've tied up the defense a little bit. That defensive line has done a great job, over 20 tackles on that defensive line for Moberly so far this year, and they look to continue to improve on that tonight.
We're going to take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have our pregame interview with the head coach of the Fulton Hornets, Trey Barrow. After that, we'll hear from Cody McDowell. You're listening to High School Football on AM 1230 Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Domino's Pizza. They've got a deal for you. September 17th through the 23rd, order any large two-topping pizza for only $5.99. This offer is good for carry-out only. Call Domino's or order online between September 17th and the 23rd and enjoy any large two-topping pizza for only $5.99 when you carry out or stop by Domino's convenient pickup window on Morley Street in Moberly. And that sweet tooth, cinnamon bread twist, marbled cookie brownies, or chocolate lava crunch cake. Call Domino's or order online at Domino's.com.
What makes a top hip and knee replacement hospital? Low complication rates, high patient satisfaction scores, and low prices. Congratulations to the joint replacement physicians at Columbia Orthopedic Group for making Boone Hospital one of the top hip and knee surgery hospitals in America. The physicians of Columbia Orthopedic Group are national leaders right here in mid-Missouri. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com and call for your appointment today at 573-443-2402.
Do your family a favor. This is Kyle Lawrence with Pathway Memorial Funeral Home. Making traditional funeral or cremation plans in advance is a gift to those you love. It eases the emotional burden and helps avoid many difficult decisions at a very stressful time. Most importantly, it ensures your wishes are known. Contact Pathway Memorial for all your pre-planning needs. Visit PathwayMemorial.com or call 263-7284. Pathway Memorial Funeral Home, celebrating life's journey.
At Controlled Air, they just want to make sure their customers stay comfy and cozy this winter. Call Controlled Air Heating and Cooling to schedule an annual checkup for your furnace or to take advantage of specials on a brand new Lennox home comfort system. Up to $1,600 in rebates. Get comfortable. Call Controlled Air Heating and Cooling at 660-263-5620 today or visit them online at controlledairmo.com. It's just another way Controlled Air Heating and Cooling can make you feel better.
Welcome back to the pregame show. Joining us now is the head coach of the Fulton Hornets, Trey Barrow. Thank you for joining us, Coach.
Thanks for having me.
How's it feel to go against your alma mater for the first time?
I think it's going to be fun. You know, it's going to be different stepping on that field on the other sideline, but once that game hits, you know, I'm not going to be thinking about anything other than that game, and maybe later, you know, I'll take time and reflect on it.
Other than maybe the first game, have you been looking forward to a game any more than this one?
You know, I'm trying to treat this game like any other game. It's been kind of hard because, you know, my friends and family are all still up in Moberly, but I want to go through the same schedule, same thought process and everything as just a normal game.
Have your players been asking you about Moberly or teasing you about the Spartans?
No, not really. You know, they know I'm from there, and that this is a big game, just like any game for us. So things have been pretty normal here.
Tell us about the start to your season for Moberly fans who haven't been following Fulton as closely. It's been a little bit of a rough start for you, hasn't it?
It has. We've kind of been plagued with injuries. Our starting number one, two, and three quarterback are out right now. Our right tackle is out. And, you know, doing that, not only is that position affected, but now our outside linebackers are affected and kind of had to shuffle a bunch of people around. But I have noticed that our team is still playing really hard and the effort's there. We just got to execute a little bit better.
How do you get through a series of injuries at quarterback? Occasionally you handle with one or maybe two, but how do you deal with three injuries at that position?
It's been difficult. You know, one of those injuries came on a Thursday night right before the game, and we basically just threw a receiver in there, and I said, you know, do your best this week, and we'll work next week to get better. But, you know, working a lot on footwork, working on just zone read type stuff, you know, teaching him an entire new offense at a different position. So, fortunately, Garrett Johnson, he's a very smart young man, and he's been adapting quickly.
you have to imagine he knows the playbook. It's just, as you mentioned, seeing it from a different spot on the field.
Right, exactly. Yeah, making those reads as a quarterback and getting that mesh with the running back, that's all new stuff for him.
How does he compare as an athlete to the first three quarterbacks?
He's a good athlete. He was a receiver when he came here, and he's very athletic. He just needs to work on his reads and be smart with the ball.
Do you have to change your playbook or your game plan any with him at quarterback?
You know, definitely we did. The last 2 weeks we ran a lot more double tight, veer type offense, and that was basically because he wasn't used to doing things where he would throw the ball and didn't have the footwork down quite as well as the other quarterbacks. But I think, you know, this week this would be the second week, second full week as the starter, and he's improved day by day in practice.
Tell our listeners a little bit about the rest of the offensive backfield. How are the running backs doing?
Well, when we went to double tight veer, we added Zaylen McNeil as a running back. He's another great athlete to complement Tayon Logan. They're both really good in space, and they run pretty fast downhill. But they really shine out in space against defenders.
Tell us about your defense a little bit.
Yeah, our defense, we are pretty physical inside. Outside, we have been working on containing better than we did the last couple weeks. But, you know, they fly around to the ball. We just made a couple little mistakes that have cost us big.
What's going to be the key to beating Moberly?
I think it's going to be ball control, try to hold on to the ball as long as we can, win the turnover battle, and finishing drives. You know, last week we had some decent drives down the field, and then we'd stall at the 20 or we'd fumble on their five. You know, if we can hold on to the ball and sustain those drives, I think we'll play better this week.
That should be a little bit easier this week with drier conditions.
Yeah, it should definitely be easier.
Anything else you want Moberly or Fulton fans to know before I let you go?
No, you know, I'm looking forward to it. Talking with a lot of my old coaches and friends on that other team after the game and seeing how we compete against Moberly.
Trey Barrow, head coach of the Fulton Hornets, is our guest. Thank you for your time, Coach.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more of the pregame show in a moment here on Information Radio Quicks.
While you're planning your budget for next year, don't forget the parking lot. Call Capital Paving now for a free estimate so you can plan the best use of next year's resources, and the quote they give you now will still be good in the spring. Whether you've got a parking lot, a municipal job, or a highway bridge, Capital Paving is your paving partner. From the driveway to the highway, get a great service on time and on budget. Visit CapitalMo.com to request your free estimate. Capital Paving is paving the best way forward. Now serving Brookfield and North Central Missouri.
How can a little tiny pebble, not much bigger than a dime, ruin your day? When that little tiny pebble, not much bigger than a dime, has a close encounter with your windshield at 70 miles an hour. Oh, that's how.
Relax. Call KB Tire and Auto at 263-7500. KB Tire and Auto will repair or replace your windshield, take care of the insurance paperwork, and have you back on the road in no time. KB Tire and Auto. For your automotive glass needs. 263-7500.
Thank you.
If our leaders don't understand our way of life, how is our government ever going to work for us? As a daughter of rural Missouri, Claire McCaskill never forgot where she came from. She was born in Rolla because Houston was too small to have a hospital. Claire's family knew hard times. They moved around a lot, learning firsthand the value of hard work and the challenges families face growing up in rural Missouri. For Claire, standing up for small town Missouri is in her bones. That's why she fights for us every day in the Senate, working with anyone to get things done. When other politicians tried to close our rural hospitals and cut protections for people who have pre-existing health conditions, Claire stood shoulder to shoulder with us to protect our health care. Because that's what you get with Claire McCaskill. She doesn't care what anyone else thinks. She's going to keep on fighting for us.
I'm Claire McCaskill, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by McCaskill for Senate.
Welcome back to the pregame show here on Information Radio Quicks. Join us now is Moberly Spartans head coach Cody McDowell. Coming off a nice win last week against Lafayette County. Remind our listeners a little bit about that game.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was kind of a slot fest, obviously, with the weather. Their facility was actually held up pretty nicely throughout the evening for all things considering, but defense played really well. Offense we played well enough to win. I'll put it that way. It's tough when in those conditions to get things going and sustain drives. Obviously, they had the same problem with their offense, but that was a lot to do with our defense. So I was proud of the way we were ready to play a new opponent on the road, and it was just there was a lot of uncertainties going into the game. Our kids did a good job just being ready to play and executing the game plan on both sides of the ball.
Nice to have a team that can deal with those uncertainties, as you say, that can handle new situations thrown at them and take care of business.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's probably we're pretty fortunate that we had the same. It's almost an identical trip as far as distance-wise and time frame-wise as our Sedalia trip. So it was almost the exact trip as far as, you know, bus times and leaving and everything. We left school a little early and got out and ate kind of on the road. So to have that experience, obviously, from our kids that had done it at Smith Cotton, those are things you don't really have to worry about, how they're going to handle the road trip and obviously the distance of the trip and all that. So it was good that we've got some guys that have been in that realm before and have experienced all that before.
I know you'll take any points you can get, but how about that kickoff return? What can a special teams play like that do for a team?
Well, at that point in the game, it was an answer. Obviously, we turned the ball over, and they'd gotten it kind of right there, you know, within in scoring range and punched it in and didn't have to do too much, and they were up, you know, they were up a touchdown. So at that point, it was an answer to their pretty big momentum shift and got it back on our side and kind of calmed everybody down. And we talk about that a lot with our kids is, their thing's going to go wrong all the time, and it's just kind of how you respond. And I was just – it was at that point, it was a response, and it was an answer to the things that had went wrong previously. So it was good for our kids to – you know, obviously it was a big play by Curtis and the kickoff return team, but it kind of gave us a little spark. It got everybody calmed back down, and then we kind of settled in after that.
Three games in, how would you rate the progression so far of your quarterback, Dominic Stone King?
He just gets better every week. I think he's getting a little bit more comfortable. Last week we turned the ball over two or three times and some of that was the weather and some of it was us. So it's one of those deals where he made a mistake early and then after that he kind of settled in and he runs the offense really well and I've been proud of him. He's gotten better every week. He's handling it well. He understands the game. He understands what we want to do. And as long as he just doesn't try and do too much and just plays and reacts and does what he's good at, then he plays pretty well. So after three games, he's grown up a lot, and he's learning, and I think you can kind of see that on both sides of the ball. So it's good to see.
No matter how smart an athlete is or no matter how talented an athlete is, it's going to be tough for a sophomore to go out and lead with a team full of juniors and seniors.
It is, and the one thing that I think probably his best quality is his leadership. He leads by example, and he's just a hard worker, and he's humble, and he does things right, and our kids rally behind that, and that's one thing. You can say you're a leader, and you can try and act like a leader, but if you don't have followers, you're not a leader. And that's the one thing that he's been able to kind of rally the group, and the guys follow him, and they like having him there, and they trust him, and that's probably speaks to his leadership quality more than anything.
Let's talk about tonight's game. You get the conference opener against Fulton. Your thoughts about the Hornets?
Well, I mean, I know they're fighting through some injuries right now. They've had a pretty rough start, but It's kind of the same mentality we took throughout last year. Is we're not too worried with who we're playing. We're more worried about us. And that's kind of the mantra we've tried to stick with, and it's worked. And we can't really worry who it is. We've obviously placed an emphasis on the NCMC. That's, you know, it's our first conference game, and we've got a title to defend, and that's something that we take a lot of pride in. Other than that, it's our next week's opponent, and that's all it is. It doesn't matter if it's Fulton or whoever it is, but. You know, obviously we've got a little familiarity with them because we've seen some stuff on film, but right now we kind of focus on us and worry about what we can do better, you know, every day and then just try and do that every day throughout the week and be ready to play on Friday.
Do you notice among the guys returning from last year's squad any difference from being the hunters last year to being the hunted in as far as the conference goes?
Not yet, I don't guess. I mean, we were at this point in the season, last year we were a little frustrated and kind of got things rolling. So I think our guys learned from that and kind of know how to take that week by week approach and game by game approach. And hopefully we see that this year and keep going and keep building on our momentum and just keep playing well.
Is everyone relatively healthy for you going into tonight's game?
Yeah, I feel like we're probably as healthy as we're going to be. It's the time of year when things start happening, nicks and injuries start happening, and it's either, you know, you're hurt or you're injured, and if you're hurt, you can play, and you got to kind of suck it up and tough it out, and a lot of our guys are doing that right now, and they kind of know the drill, so it's football, so it's a physical game, and you're always going to have a little bit. So it's kind of, you know, it's the nature of the game. And at this point in the year, there's a lot of kids that are probably, you know, toughening up and just going pushing through it.
Anything else you'd like Spartans fans to know before I let you go?
No, that's it, man. Thanks a lot.
Cody McDowell, head coach of the Moberly Spartans, has been our guest. We'll be back with more in a moment here on Quicks.
Dateline 21st Century. Changing gun laws have made gun ownership a more accessible hobby for thousands of firearm enthusiasts. Why, even grandma is getting in on the fun. Enjoy that 12-gauge, young lady. You see, everybody is starting to see the importance of gun ownership for hunting, sport, and protection.
At AK Guns & Ammo, we offer you the finest guns, ammo, and accessories. AK Guns & Ammo, on 4th Street in Moberly or online at akgunsammo.com.
Jen, I got Phil on the line, and he needs the entire Millbrook account emailed to him. Stat.
Sure.
Well, get on it.
He already has it.
If he already had the files, he wouldn't be on the phone telling me...
Thanks, tell Jen I owe her.
Wait, what? You have it?
Yep, gotta run.
I'm not even gonna ask how you did that.
With speed so fast, you'll think your employees are using telepathy. Help your business take a step forward with Sheraton Valley's advanced solutions. Get a free quote for your business at cvalley.net. Sheraton Valley, we mean business.
Do your family a favor. This is Kyle Lawrence with Pathway Memorial Funeral Home. Making traditional funeral or cremation plans in advance is a gift to those you love. It eases the emotional burden and helps avoid many difficult decisions at a very stressful time. Most importantly, it ensures your wishes are known. Contact Pathway Memorial for all your pre-planning needs. Visit pathwaymemorial.com or call 263-7284. Pathway Memorial Funeral Home, celebrating life's journey.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
And welcome back to Dr. Larry K. Knowles Spartan Stadium. JP Conley and Cam Thomas with you as we are ready for tonight's broadcast here on Information Radio Quicks. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer, John Cochran with Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, Domino's Pizza, PK Weiss Agency, your local independent insurance agent, Tim Jeffries, CPA, AK's Guns and Ammo, CNR Transmission and Auto Repair, Moberly Motors, Pathway Memorial Funeral Home, Controlled Air Heating and Cooling, all of Moberly, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Patricia's Sewing Room of Huntsville, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online, and Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.gov. Cam, keys to tonight's game for Moberly first.
Well, I think for Moberly, they really have to get started offensively. I think that Dominic Stone King is really good in the pocket. He does a good job of making decisions and leading the offense. I think if they get the running game started early, it'll give him the opportunity to open up the passing game if they need it. Moberly's a team that usually likes to keep the ball on the ground.
What does Fulton need to do to break through on the win column?
Well, I think it's going to be tough tonight for Fulton. Garrett Johnson's in his second game, kind of getting used to things back there in the pocket. They've had so many troubles on the offensive end as far as injuries are concerned. I think it's going to be a defensive game for them. They've got to keep the ball in their hands, keep that defense off the field as much as possible, and it's going to be interesting to see how their defense works, going to be in that 4-3 tonight against Moberly spread offense.
Fair skies, 88 degrees, relative humidity is 50%, the wind is calm, that will not be a factor, but a muggy night, maybe a slick football out there, not as slick as the past couple weeks, though.
Yeah, humidity may play a factor tonight, but I don't think it's going to be as bad as it was last week. We heard Cody McDowell talk about some of the turnovers in the pregame show that Dominic Stone King gave up last week. He doesn't think that's going to be an issue this week. Sunny skies, it's a beautiful night for football here in Moberly.
Good crowd on hand for this one. A few Fulton folks have made the trip up, obviously, as the Spartans start conference play. Fulton got one in last week, a loss to Kirksville. They're looking to bounce back.
Absolutely, and I think Fulton, tonight it's going to be important for them to get those skill players involved. They do have some good guys in that backfield. Tayon Logan, Zaylin McNeil, some guys that have, you know, shown a little bit of promise, and they would show a big tonight if they were able to, you know, punch through this Moberly defense.
Moberly in the blue uniforms with the white numerals, the white helmet with the sword logo, and the white pants with the red and blue stripe. Fulton in the road white uniforms, black numerals, black pants, black helmets, and gold trim. Moberly has won the toss, has elected to defer until the second half. And we'll get the rest of the announcement from the official here momentarily. As they'll turn the teams around, it looked like the Fulton captain said he wanted the left end of the field. That can't be what he was signaling. It would certainly be a big mistake after getting a chance to get the football to start the game.
Well, I know Moberly won't mess up on that. I remember in the first game of the season against Smith-Cotton actually received the ball twice in that game. So in the first half and the second half, Cody McDowell talked to us about that one afterwards, and he said, that's on me, bad communication between me and my captains. It won't happen again this year.
Fulton will receive. They will defend the north end zone to our left. And let's give you the starters on offense for the Hornets. Up front will be Shane Edwards, Andrew Bauermeister, J.T. Clark, Isaac Barnes, and Ethan Medrow. The tight end is Latrellis Colbert. The wide receivers, Keyshawn Maxwell and Justin Leak. Running backs to start, Zaylin McNeil and Tayon Logan. And the quarterback, Garrett Johnson, the converted wide receiver, will be getting the start once again defensively for the Spartans. It'll be Chance Richards, Tyler Nickerson, and Tyler Webb up front along with Melvin Edwards. The linebackers, Jackson Miller, Landon Graves, and Jared Heron. And the backs, Cameron Lauer, Curtis Walter, Will Smothers, and Dominic Stone King. Back deep to receive for Fulton is Zaylin McNeil and Tayon Logan. And teeing the football up for Moberly. And the kickoff's Ethan Vandal. This kickoff is brought to you by Missouri Valley College of Marshall. Valley will roll. You're listening to High School Football on AM 1230, KWIX Moberly, and CentralMoInfo.com. It is 7 o'clock. We are ready to go. The ball is teed up. The crowd is on their feet as the cheerleaders having their pink out night tonight. A lot of the fans clad in pink, the ones who aren't in blue or red on the near sideline. And it's a short end-over-end kick that'll bounce near the 25-yard line and roll out of bounds. Not the way Moberly wanted to start on special teams, as Fulton will get good field position on their first drive.
Not at all. And one thing to think about with this Fulton offense is that Trey Barrow has just put in a new system with that spread offense. So now with the adjustments they have to make, now using a four-string quarterback in Garrett Johnson, he said the team has adjusted pretty well to the spread offense, but it's going to be interesting to see how they maneuver around the injuries that they've had so far this season and see if they can get any success this year, and especially tonight against Moberly.
Right, that's where we're going to start. First and 10 at the 35-yard line. As we wait for the Hornets to break their huddle.
It's a great crowd on hand tonight, JB.
A dry crowd, relatively speaking, compared to the last 2 weeks. As mentioned, rather muggy out here tonight with 50% relative humidity. Imagine the officials be rather generous with the water breaks tonight. Fulton will go back split, one receiver wide either side. Johnson takes the snap. Pitch comes to the near side for McNeil, looking to turn the corner. Fights off, pass one block, does turn the corner, and gets pushed out of bounds near the 40-yard line after a gain of five. In on the tackle for Moberly, this forced him out of bounds. Cameron Lowry, among others.
Great job by the Moberly defense on the left side of that line. Melvin Edwards in the mix on there, forcing the running back to get to that sideline, not getting upfield too much. He got some good yardage on the play, but Moberly used their defensive front to push him out of bounds.
McNeil, second on the team in rushing, averaging 40 yards per contest in the two games he's carried the ball. They've cycled through a number of athletes in the backfield as well, not just at quarterback. Baxter split once again, one receiver wide either side. Johnson about 4 yards behind center, takes the snap. This time the handoff to Logan, off tackle left side. He dives forward for a first down before being tripped up by Jared Heron. A gain of 6 yards and a first down.
If Fulton can move the chains effectively and efficiently tonight, they may have success against this Moberly defense.
First and 10 from the 46-yard line of Fulton. 11:39 remaining in the first quarter. No score. First offensive drive of the game for the Hornets. And they are methodical about their huddle. They haven't even started the play clock yet. Now we will wind it following the first down. But I think that may be part of the key for Fulton tonight, is just limit the number of plays that either team gets a chance to snap the football, try to shorten this game.
Absolutely.
Split to the wide side of the formation for Fulton is Keyshawn Maxwell. On the near side is Justin Leak. And on first and 10, it's a runoff tackle right side up to about the 50-yard line. A gain of four on the carry. They'll bring up second and six.
Yeah, like we talked about earlier, they're going to try to keep the ball on the ground as much as possible. Garrett Johnson has a net yardage in the air of minus one on the season, so he hasn't had much success in the air, hasn't had a good opportunity to complete a lot of passes so far this year. So they're going to use the run to set up that pass and hopefully find some openings if you're Fulton.
Second and six from the midfield stripe. McNeil to the left, Logan to the right in the backfield. Johnson takes the snap. The pitch going left side. Logan looking for a block. And he's got one. Cuts back up along the hash to about the 46 of Marbley. A 2 yard shy of the first down, but it's going to bring up third and short.
Andrew Huff on the tackle.
Nice little run. Huff credited with the tackle for the Spartans. Give him a gain of four on that carry. Third and two coming up.
2 yards to go for Fulton.
Ball at the Marbley 46 yard line. 10:24 remaining in the first quarter. Packs are split once again. Johnson takes the snap. Handoff once again. This time goes to Logan. He's met in the backfield. Fights his way back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe another yard, but it's going to bring up fourth and one.
That's a great job by Melvin Edwards getting involved in there. Got right past the nose tackle. Found the run. Sniffed it out on the right side and kept the Fulton Hornets short. It looks like they may go for it here on fourth.
This could give them some momentum here in the early game. Just a little taste of success. Keep this drive going.
Yeah, when you're this close and haven't had much success on offense, you're going to try to punch this one.
They may go the hard count, try to draw Mobley off as well on fourth and one. There's the snap. They give to Logan. Has a block. He's got a first down and more. Still on his feet across the 35-yard line. Ball came loose at the end, but I think it was after he was down. They're going to mark him down at the 33-yard line and move the chains. It is a first down.
That's a great play call from Fulton right there. You get an A-gap run from the running back. Instead of trying to stretch it to the outside, you see so many teams in high school try to get that extra yardage on the outside, and then the entire defense converges on that side and pushes you out of bounds. Great job just trying to get up the gut, getting yardage, and you got a few extra ones than you expected.
Second first down for the Hornets on this drive. They have it first and 10 at the Moberly 33-yard line. 9:20 remaining in the first quarter. Johnson takes the snap. Pitch comes this side to McNeil following a block, looking to turn the corner. Met at the 35 and driven backwards. In on the tackle, Hunter Martin. And it looked like also Landon Graves in the area. Graves will get credit for the tackle. And it's going to be a loss of one.
One thing that we noticed here early is that, you know, we talked about this Fulton offense not really getting much going, but it kind of looks like the running backs in the backfield are moving a little bit early. I don't know if the backside official can see that at all, but every single time Garrett Johnson's in that shotgun and snaps, the running backs move a little bit earlier than the snap comes.
Second and 11. Ball at the Moberly 34-yard line with 8:38 remaining in the first. Johnson takes the snap, looking to throw on second down. Lofts one up in the air, and this is going to be picked off. On the return on the far sideline is Stone King. He's going to cut back across the field, looking to pick up blockers. He's to the 30, 35-yard line, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 30, 20, 15. Cuts back inside to the 10, to the 5, to the house. Touchdown, Spartans. It is a 92-yard interception return. If it holds, I think it's going to be offensive pass interference.
I think you're right, JB. That offensive pass interference is going to be on Keyshawn Maxwell. He pushed off on Curtis Walter, who was far side on that defensive end. And that's just a great job by Stone King, being in the right place at the right time. Takes it all the way to the house. Great job by that Moberly defense, making sure they get some blocks for Stone King. And we know the type of athlete Dominic Stone King is. He's not going to take that one short. He's going to take it all the way to the house, and that's exactly what he did.
And the call was pass interference on Fulton. It is a touchdown for Moberly, 6-0, extra point pending. 8:08 remaining. Here in the first quarter, Moberly leading 6-0 on a 92-yard interception return by Dominic Stone King.
Guess he's helping himself a little bit on a defensive end. Makes it easier for him when they get the ball back.
Stone King will hold. Hopper, the left-footed kicker, to try the extra point. There's a question on the far sideline. Coach Barrow was talking to the judge over there, and I think we're ready to go. He had to go get his flag from the other end of the field as well, so that's part of the delay. Good job by Stone King just to find the gap to the near side and just outrun those offensive players he had to get past. The kick was good. It just got over the crossbar. It was kind of a side-winding little shot at the crossbar. It just snuck over. And with 8:08 remaining in the first quarter, it is Moberly 7, Fulton nothing. Back in 30 seconds here on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Howdy, cow folks. Dusty again for Valentine Insurance Agency. When you're out on the range and notice danger coming around the bend, you'll have one less thing to worry about if you've seen the insurance pros at Valentine Insurance Agency. They'll make sure you've got the right plan to face all the risks you can run into by protecting your home, vehicles, life, and health, and more. Give them a call today, partner. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
And welcome back to Dr. Larry K. Knowles Spartan Stadium. J.B. Conley, Cam Thomas with you. 8:08 remaining in the first quarter. The Spartans leading 7-0. A 92-yard interception return by Dominic Stone King. The extra point good by Hopper. And we get ready for the kickoff. As Vandal has it teed up. Better kick this time. High end over end kick to the middle of the field. Taken at the 10-yard line. On the return, left side, McNeil to the 15. Cuts to the far sideline across the 20, wrapped up, driven out of bounds about the 26-yard line. That's where the Hornets will set up first and 10. They picked up a key first down on fourth down here to get some momentum, but Moberly just ripped it right away from them.
Yeah, that's just Dominic Stone King being in the right place at the right time. You can't describe it any other way. Far side of the field, you know, Ethan Johnson trying to take it long for Fulton and just not coming up empty. And you know, it sucks for Fulton because they were driving well. They converted the fourth down. They were on their own side of the 50-yard line and could have at least gotten a field goal or something out of that. But, you know, how quickly the tides turn, and now they're back where they started, trying to resurface a drive here.
First and 10 from the 27-yard line. Backs to either side of Johnson. Takes the snap. This time a handoff to McNeil. Comes across to the near side, follows a block, and gets back to the line of scrimmage for no gain. Not a lot of room inside here early going for Fulton. They're having more success trying to run it to the ends, turn the corner.
Yeah, they've had the one play on fourth down was the only success they had up the middle. Everything else is getting 3 or 4 yards on the edge, trying to stretch out this Moberly defense. But Moberly has done a good job of keeping 4 or 5 blue jerseys in the right place and trying to force the runners to the edges.
Second and 10, nose of the football, just shy of the 27-yard line. 7:25 remaining in the first quarter. Johnson takes the snap, pitch comes to McNeil near side. Met in the backfield, dropped for a loss. Part of it, he lost his footing. And part of it in there for the tackle was Chance Richards. He'll go for a loss of about 3 yards. We'll call a loss of 4. It's going to bring up 3rd and 14.
It's a situation here where Fulton is almost forced to try to throw the football, but haven't had much success doing that, so I wouldn't be surprised if I see another run to the outside. Probably going to be to the left side, I would expect, just because you're on the short side of the field towards the right side hash.
Receiver split wide either side of the formation. Johnson, now the gun, takes the snap, drops back, looking to throw on third down. Little lob pass caught by McNeil in the backfield. Met trying to fight his way through tackles. He's brought down at the 22. There is a flag on the play. It's a loss of 1. Wonder if there's an ineligible receiver downfield where that ball was, where that flag was thrown.
A lot of guys mixed in right there. Could be a holding call as well.
Illegal use of hands against Fulton. Illegal use of hands against the Hornets. Moberly's going to decline this one. So a loss of 1 on the catch.
That penalty will be declined.
And I'll bring up fourth down. So the defense, after getting a pick six, nice stop here, 3 and out.
Yeah, just creating stalemates up front, not allowing the run game to get upfield much. And you see the kind of jump pass right there from the QB and Garrett Johnson. And they were thinking left side of the field. That's really where the opportunity was, but they just couldn't convert.
Justin Leak will punt for the first time. Side one kick to the near side. It's going to bounce the 50. Take a high hop. It'll be picked up by Lowry at the 40-yard line to the 50. 45 and brought down. May have been a face mask there on that tackle, as tackle made by Jacob Huey. Moberly will have great field position.
On the tackle.
No flag was thrown. It'll be first and 10, Moberly at the 43. We get officials timeout. We're going to take a 60-second break. 6:16 remaining in the first quarter. Spartans leading Fulton 7-0 back at 60 here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
C&R Transmission is a manual and automatic transmission service center for foreign or domestic cars, light trucks, and vans. C&R Transmission doesn't stop with transmission service and repair. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. We're talking oil changes, tune-ups, and brakes, large or small. Ask Charlie or Randy about their full line of tires for your car, truck, or van. Call 269-8482 in Moberly or 665-5424 in Kirksville for complete automotive service and repair. Financing is available. C&R Transmission, they fix everything.
Hi, this is Tim Jeffries, CPA. Bill Cruzy and I are proud supporters of the Moberly Spartans. Bill and I encourage you to get out and support these fine young athletes. When in need of tax, bookkeeping, payroll, or accounting services, please contact Bill or Tim at 263-9266 or my office located at 549 West Coates in Moberly. CPAs are the only licensed accountants in Missouri. Let the team at Tim Jeffries CPA LLC go to work for you. Support all our area students, athletes, and their teams and schools. Go Spartans.
Welcome back to Moberly High School. Moberly getting its first play on offense. 6:16 remaining in the first. First and 10 from the Fulton 42. It's a keeper by Stone King across the 40 to the 38-yard line for a gain of four. Let's set the offense for the Spartans up front. It's Tyler Webb, Tyler Nickerson, Nick Long, Damon Huff, and Cameron Newcomb. The tight end, Will Smothers. Wide receivers, Cameron Lowry. And also getting the start, Devin Shannon. The running backs, Chance Richards and Landon Graves. The quarterback is Dominic Stone King. Defensively for Fulton, it's Isaac Pop, Amarian Clark, Cody Settles, and Latrellis Colbert up front. Colbert, a linebacker, along with Steven Johnson, Zane Jennings, and John Holkamp. The backs are Maxwell Leak, Sailor, and McNeil. Second and seven, and off tackle to the right side. Staying on his feet is Richards on the carries across the 30-yard line to the 27. It's a gain of 12 and a first down.
Chance Richards, one of the featured backs in this offense. He's a leading rusher for this team. But then Landon Graves, as you mentioned, JB, another guy that gets in the mix. Two really big backs, bruiser type of backs. There's very small differences between the two, but from what I've seen so far this year, Landon Graves, a guy that can get outside a little bit, skirt a little bit more. North and south runner is Chance Richards.
5:20 remaining in the first quarter. It is first and 10 from the Fulton 27-yard line. Stone King takes the snap, and the handoff coming in motion is Lowry. Gets the handoff, has room to run across the 20, brought down the 15-yard line. Another first down, a gain of 12 on that carry by Cameron Lowry.
Cameron Lowry using all of 5'5" that he's listed as to try to get to that outside and barrel through some tough defenders. He's a guy with a lot of grit. He doesn't let his, you know, size bring him down at all. He comes out every single day on offense and on defense, as he's a starting cornerback on this team as well, and usually shows a lot of fight and a lot of grit.
First and 10 from the 16-yard line. Stone King, now the pistol, takes the snap. Looking for the end zone for Lowry, and just over his fingertips. That time the size wasn't there. He needed about three more inches.
Yeah, definitely did. And Dominic Stone King just let him just a little bit too much, but you've got to try to get that clearance over the taller defender there. But nonetheless, Moberly's still in a good position to try to punch this in, only 15, 16 yards out.
I like the play call on first down. They've had success running the football, but a chance to keep the defense honest there.
Absolutely, and Dominic Stone King can make those short intermediate passes like that. Can stretch the ball down the field a little bit too, but I like the change of pace as well.
Second and 10 from the Fulton 16. Stone King will keep it himself on the fake handoff. He's got seam. He's in the end zone again. Touchdown, Spartans. 16-yard run by Stone King. It's 13-0.
And Chance Richards is a little bit shaken up on that play, limps off the field, but great job of reading that play from Dominic Stone King. Everyone on the Fulton defense thought Chance Richards was taking that ball up the gap to the right side, and he bounced that right to the left side. Did Stone King, trots right in the end zone for six more. Dominic Stone King doing everything that you could ask him to do on the offensive and defensive end here early in the first quarter.
4:41 remaining in the first quarter. Moberly up 13-0, extra point pending. A 16-yard run by Dominic Stone King. Ball is down. The kick is up. It has the distance. And it is good. A 16-yard touchdown run by Dominic Stonekang. The extra point good by Hopper. And with 4:41 remaining in the first, it's 14-0 Moberly. Back in 60 seconds on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
It happens.
You're driving down the road, and up ahead, there's a big truck. No big deal. Everything's fine. And then that big truck kicks up a piece of debris that lands right on your windshield.
What do you do?
Call KB Tire and Auto at 263-7500. That's 263-7500. KB Tire and Auto will repair or replace your windshield fast and even take care of the insurance paperwork. KB Tire and Auto. For glass, 263-7500.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
McNeil on the kickoff return from the 15-yard line, wrapped up, driven out of bounds near the Fulton 26, and that's where the Hornets will start first and 10, about the same spot they started the last drive where they went three and out. 4:35 remaining in the first quarter, Moberly up 14-0.
I think, JB, this Fulton offense is just a little too plain for this Moberly defense. I think they're sniffing out everything, especially at the point of contact, right at the line of scrimmage. Every single run play that they've had that they've lost yardage on, Moberly has really done a good job of staying at home, and that's been the defensive game plan so far tonight, and it's been working to a good effect.
First and 10 from the 26-yard line. 4:35 remaining the first quarter. Johnson takes the snap, screen pass to the near side. It is incomplete. Going up high for it was Justin Leak, and he was wrapped up and brought down, had no chance of making that catch.
Well, I didn't think that Devin Shannon was going to come down and cover him. He stayed back towards in that back slot in that free safety position, and you could either sniff out a screen or that they were going to do maybe a quick out route something, but luckily Cameron Lowry was there and picked the right man to try to go to.
Second and 10 from the 26-yard line. 4:31 remaining in the first quarter. This time an inside handoff, a little bit of room to run this time for Logan, and he'll get a first down out across the 35-yard line. He'll be wrapped up and brought down at the 38, gain of 12.
And that's exactly what I was talking about, mixing up the offense a little bit. You spread three receivers out, you get a handoff right up the gut. It allows the defense to be sporadic a little bit, and then you can catch them off guard. Great play call right there from Fulton.
And when you're dealing with injuries, especially quarterback, you've got to play to your strengths more often. You can't, I mean, that playbook's going to be vanilla, but you've got to execute the plays you can run. First and 10, screen pass over the middle, and it's going to be picked. Did he drop it? He dropped it. Incomplete. In and out of the fingertips of Smothers, and Stonekang almost had his second pick of the game.
Yeah, and you could see that just wasn't a good throw right there from the Fulton quarterback, Garrett Johnson. Dropped back, didn't even have a spiral out of the hand, and he threw it to the middle of the field, nowhere close to a receiver that was really in a position to catch that football.
And when you have a quarterback who's struggling to throw a tight spiral, part of it's inexperienced position, part of it, as we mentioned, it's got to be a slick football with these humid conditions. You don't want to be down 14-0 and have to try to be forced to throw the football to get back in the game. Second and 10 from the 39-yard line. Handoff up the middle. This is Logan again. Gets to the 40. Still grinds his feet out to about the 41-yard line. It'll be a gain of 2 for Teyon Logan. He has 7 carries for 42 yards so far.
And that's the other thing you've got to reiterate to a new quarterback is not to force throws. You've got to stay in the pocket, be comfortable. If you get thrown out of the pocket, roll out, try to find a receiver. If not, throw the football away. Don't put us in danger, especially already down 14-0.
Third and 8 coming up. The ball is at the Fulton 41-yard line, 3:35 and counting remaining in the first. Johnson goes over to the sideline to get the play himself, brings in the play clock already down to 12. Three receivers split wide to the near side. Logan in the backfield with him. Johnson takes the snap, drops back, looking to throw on third down under pressure. Rolls to the near side, still looking to throw. Now he's going to loft one down the field, and this will be overthrown. The intended receiver was Justin Leak. Stonekang in coverage again, brings up fourth down.
That's great pursuit right there from that front line of Mobley. They have two guys up there ready to push him out of bounds, Jarrett Kinder as well as Landon Graves, doing a great job of making the quarterback feel uncomfortable, and that's what you've got to do in these situations.
Curtis Walter back deep to receive. Also back there, Cameron Lowry on the near side. As Justin Leak will stand at his 25-yard line, awaiting the snap. A high snap over his head. The pressure's coming. Leak chases it down to the 10. Flag is coming. Leak is hit, fumbles the football, and Mobley fall on the 15, and more flags come in. That is not roughing the punter. He didn't try to punt the football. We're going to see what the flags are for. This should not be a roughing the punter call because there was no attempt to punt it.
I think it's going to be a personal foul on number 44 of Fulton, Latrellis Colbert. He was standing over a Moberly defender and pushed him into the ground. You can see his head go straight to the ground. I think this is going to be a personal foul on Fulton.
Well, there's one flag back about where Leak tried to get rid of the football, and the other one is about 12 yards behind the line of scrimmage. So we'll see what happens here.
It was just completely unnecessary from my point of view, what I saw. And be a terrible play for Fulton to already be down 14 to nothing and then get this tacked on to it. We'll see what Moberly decides to take. Got some options here. I'd probably decline the penalty and take the field position.
And it will be a 15-yard walk-off to the 8-yard line.
The penalties are holding against Fulton.
Holding is the call.
The Spartans will decline that penalty.
They decline that.
Spartan football, first and 10 from the Fulton 15-yard line.
Well, they moved the ball to the 8. So I think they accepted the holding call. Although, no, it was a personal foul. That was post-possession, wasn't it? Following the fumble, or are they marking where he tried to get rid of the football?
I believe they mark it where he tried to get rid of the football.
All right, it's going to be first and goal from the 7. I guess either his knee was down or did they...
It
was a grounding flag, but maybe instead of a fumble, they called that an incomplete pass as he was trying to ground the football.
We need some more clarification on that, but nonetheless, Moberly is in really good field position.
Yeah, first and goal at the 7. They're going to take it no matter what the exact call was. I did not see a signal from the official, but they did mark the football off from where it was recovered.
That's always hard to sort out when you've got multiple flags going in there. You try to get the right call, and I'm sure the officials are trying to do, you know, the best job they can. They're reconvening yet again.
They want to make sure they mark it in the right spot. It's going to be Moberly football in a good position. They just want to make sure they do it correctly.
Well, if you mark it where the personal foul or wherever the holding penalty happened, it's going to be closer to that 20-yard line mark. It's not going to be, you know, right there in front of the goal line. So definitely could be put Fulton at more of a disadvantage either way.
They seem to be satisfied with the spot at the 7-yard line. That's where it'll be Moberly football, 2:58 remaining in the first quarter. Stone King out of the pistol, takes the snap. And handoff is going to go right side on the carry. This is Curtis Walter into the house, touchdown. It was a fake. Graves took it. I saw Walter with it, but it was Graves who carried it up the middle. I'm sorry, folks. It was a 7-yard run by Graves.
Yeah, bounced it right up the middle, got a blocker, bounced it right back to his right in the end zone, and the rest is history. Moberly up 21 to nothing, and this is definitely not how Trey Barrow wanted to start his return back to Moberly. They're going to have a lot of work to do, and they're still only in the first quarter.
Ball is down on the extra point try. The kick is up, and it is good. 2:52 remaining in the first quarter. It is Moberly 21, Fulton nothing. Back in 30 seconds here on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Hey, no matter what you have going on this Saturday, make sure you mark your calendars and set some time aside for this very special once-in-a-lifetime event. It's the Moberly Motors grand opening and 75th anniversary celebration this Saturday from 11 to 3. It's two celebrations in one to introduce the public to our brand new state-of-the-art facility and to celebrate 75 years and 4 generations of tradition right here in Moberly. It's going to be fun for the whole family with free food and drinks, tons of great prizes and giveaways, classic cars on display, a caricature artist, multiple radio stations live on site, tours of our all-new facility, and more. We couldn't have been in business for 75 years without you, and we built this new facility to serve you better. So what better way to celebrate both than to have a big party for all of you? Come join the fun here at Moberly Motors during our grand opening and 75th anniversary celebration this Saturday from 11 to 3.
Welcome back. 2:52 remaining in the first quarter. Moberly leading Fulton 21-0. J.B. Conley, Cam Thomas with you. And the kick is a high end-over-end kick. It'll be taken at the 20-yard line. On the return this time is Logan, trying to cut to the left side, reverses to his right, and runs right into a couple of Moberly tacklers as Curtis Walter and Jared Heron were both there to make the stop. And Fulton's going to start the 27-yard line again. This is the third straight drive they've started the 26, 27-yard line.
Yeah, it's not great field position to start off with, but I think from a coaching perspective, you just have to tell your team to chip away, try to control what you can control. No more turnovers. You got to clean up the messiness on offense and on special teams so far. That's been the juggernaut and the Achilles heel so far for Fulton.
It'll be Johnson out of the pistol. They'll bring three receivers to the near side. It's Logan in the backfield. Johnson takes the snap, handoff to Logan, and he's tripped up and brought down near the line of scrimmage. A couple of Moberly defenders in the backfield. Now, it looked like it was Chance Richards maybe getting in there, tripping him up.
And right now for Fulton, they still have an opportunity to get back in this ballgame. What you don't want to do is let this get to an unreachable point, get to 35-42-0, and then you don't really have much more to say to your team as far as answers are concerned. You can't really give them any guidance.
Second and 10 from the 27-yard line, 2:16 remaining in the first quarter. There's the snap. Johnson dropping back, looking to throw. Pressure coming. Screen pass caught by Logan at the 25-yard line. Follows the block to the 30. Stays on his feet. And he'll be wrapped up and brought down near the 35. He'll bring up a much more manageable third and about 2 yards to go.
That's a good job from Johnson, letting that play develop right there before he dumped it off to the running back. You've got to let your blockers get up, especially on a screen play like that, and allow some openings to kind of come to fruition before you try to drop back and throw that pass. He dropped back as far as he could before he let that one go.
He's got about a long 1 yard to go. On third and one from the 35. Screen pass to the near side, and the catch is made by Leak. Looked to me like Lowry was held, but there was no call, and it's going to be a first down for Fulton out to the 44-yard line, a gain of 9.
Yeah, John Holdkamp on the near side was a receiver that was blocking there for Fulton, and looked like he had Cameron Lowry all the way wrapped up. I thought that was going to be an easy flag. I guess the official on the near side didn't catch it, but nonetheless, Fulton gets a break.
First and 10 from the 44-yard line for Fulton. 1:17 and counting remaining in the first quarter. Hornets going left to right across your radio dial and across your computers at centralmoinfo.com. Three receivers split wide to the near side. There's the snap. Johnson looking to throw over the middle, and he's got a receiver at the 30-yard line. That is Zaylen McNeil coming out of the backfield. Will make the catch. He's brought down at the 15. A gain of 41 yards.
That's broken coverage there from Clayton Briscoe. He didn't see the receiver over the top. He tried to cover more closer to the middle of the field. Maybe thought that receiver was going to cut. That was a straight go route right up the seam, left side sideline, and just unfortunate for Moberly there that they weren't able to contain that.
Under a minute to go in the first quarter, be first and 10 at the 14-yard line.
Covered 7 yards and took one play. Kept off with a landed grave.
Oh, now they'll mark it at the 15 again.
Hopper, extra point.
Johnson out of the gun, takes the snap. Inside handoff to Logan. Trying to bounce to the left side. Turns the corner, and he's going to get almost to the 10-yard line before being pushed out of bounds.
Now here's where it gets interesting for Fulton. They haven't been good so far with those short intermediate passes. They've converted a few but haven't had consistency on that end. So right here, if you're Moberly, you've got to sit on the run and expect contain inside the box. You might even want to load the box with 8 or 9 and really just have one guy marking each receiver. It might be a better game plan because you know that Fulton most likely is probably not going to convert any type of go routes to the outside, back end zone, anything to the pylon. It's going to be something probably running up the gut or to a side.
Second and 7 from the 12-yard line. J. Johnson takes the snap. Another handoff to Logan. Follows the block left side. Fumble the football. Picked up by Moberly. And down the far sideline. This is Walter on the return. No one to beat. A second turnover turned into points for the Spartans. A 90-yard fumble return by Curtis Walter makes it 27-0.
It didn't look like anybody stripped that ball away from Tayon Logan right there. And number one, Curtis Walter in the right place at the right time, scoops that ball up, takes it all the way to the other end. Defense has been great so far for Moberly, and they did their job on defense right there. They expected the run. They had about six or seven guys in the box. And when you have that, good things happen. You have guys there to mop up the mess, exactly what the Spartans have done all night. Already up 28-0. Fulton just not taking care of the football. Sloppy football so far from Fulton.
With 12.9 seconds remaining in the first quarter, Hopper on to try the extra point again. We wait for the snap. The ball is down. The kick is up. Has the distance, and it is good. 12.9 seconds remaining in the first quarter. It's Moberly 28, Fulton nothing. Back in 30 seconds here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Do I qualify for wound healing treatment at Samaritan Hospital's Wound Healing Center?
If you are suffering from diabetic ulcers, infections, radiation injuries, or wounds that haven't healed within 30 days, you can call the Samaritan Hospital Wound Healing Center today for an evaluation. There's no referral needed. Call 660-395-8330. That's 660-395-8330, and let them help you heal. Samaritan Hospital in Macon. Community-focused, personalized service.
J.B. Conley, Cam Thomas with you here at Dr. Larry K. Knowles Spartan Stadium. Just under 13 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Moberly leading 28-0. Two of the touchdowns coming on long turnover returns. A 92-yard unofficially interception return by Stone King for the first score. And Walter, a 90-yard fumble return.
Yeah, it's been a crazy game so far. And Moberly has capitalized on every single opportunity that they have. Fulton is just not look good on offense, on defense. They've been giving up big plays all night long.
High end overhead kick will bounce at the five, rolling end zone for a touchback. The strongest kick of the night so far. And Fulton's going to start further back than they have on the last few drives.
What? Well, if you're Fulton, it's almost like you don't have an answer right now. You tried the run, and that's what was working. You got a big pass play on the last drive, got you inside the 20-yard line, then you try to hand the ball off to your star receiver, to your star running back, and he muffs up the football, puts it on the ground. It's just been a tough night so far for Fulton, and we're not even out of the first quarter yet, JB.
One of those games where at this point you try to keep anyone from getting hurt, you just try to get some of your bench guys some playing time, and not let momentum change if you're Moberly. Just keep your foot on the gas, not overdo it. Bring a man in motion on first and 10. The handoff comes to the near side, getting a block out to the 25-yard line on the carry this time. It's Will Privia-Fryweir. And this will be the final play of the first quarter, a gain of four for Fryweir. After one quarter, it is Moberly 28, Fulton nothing. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
And And welcome back as we switch ends of the field. Get ready for the start of the second quarter here on Quicks. J.B. Conley, Cam Thomas with you as Beverly leading by a score of 28-0. Fulton with the football, second and six at their 24-yard line. Johnson takes the snap. Handoff goes to Logan. Spins right side. Looked like he nearly lost the ball again. Pulled it back in, but didn't get much of a gain there. Maybe lost a yard. Now give him the line of scrimmage. He'll bring up third down.
Logan has taken so much of the load for Fulton tonight. You wonder how much more he can put on his shoulders, and it's only the second quarter now as we finish up the first. It's been a tough night for them to get anything going offensively, and when they have, it seems like it's like a strike of lightning that comes down on this Fulton team. They either muff up the ball or Mobley makes a good defensive play, or they're just not able to capitalize. It's just been rough.
Third and six from the 24-yard line. 11-18 remaining in the half. And the handoff in the backfield. And there is absolutely nothing there for Logan. Lost yardage on that carry.
We talked about this earlier too, JB. You can't really open up the playbook either when you're not executing the things that are at the surface, at the simplest point of the football game. And that's taking care of the football and making good decisions. So it's tough to try to expand your thinking here if you're Fulton and their coaching staff when you have a team that's on the field right now that just can't execute.
And the last time they tried to execute a punt, it ended poorly for them. Better snap this time. Kick is away. And this will bounce at the Mobley 45, be picked up near the 36-yard line by Lowry, looking for a block, has room to run, cross midfield, and then still on his feet. Ball all the way to the 26-yard line. We've got an injured Hornet on the play. I thought Lowry was going to get his clock clean, but we have a Hornet slow to get up.
I thought Lowry might have been able to get to the edge and cut that one up. He cut back towards the middle of the field and ran into Chance Richards. If he didn't do that and maybe used Richards as a blocker to guide him a little bit from behind, he might have been able to get six on that play.
Saylor got to his feet finally and appears to be okay. He's going to stay in there on defense. First and 10 from the Fulton 26, 10:25 remaining in the first half.
He talks about Moberly, you know, just kind of staying the course the rest of this game, maybe getting some guys in and out and not trying to get too many injuries. But that's kind of the same story for Fulton. They've had so many injuries on the offensive end, a couple on the defensive end as well. They want to stay healthy as well. So, you know, you want your guys to go out there and compete, but at the same time, you've got to keep your guys healthy.
Holding.
There's a holding call against Fulton and a holding call against Moberly as well. They'll offset.
Those penalties will offset.
So Fulton is going to have to punt again.
Seemed like it took a long time for them to announce that call.
I did not see either flag.
And I was going to say the same thing. I didn't see a flag on the play.
So it'll be fourth and seven again. League standing back just inside his 10-yard line.
Maybe Cameron Lowry takes the right block this time. He can get six.
Waiting for the snap. It's a good one again this time. Lee gets the kick away. Wobbly kick. Be taken near midfield. Fumble. Loose ball on the ground and a scrum for it. As it was misplayed by Lowry, Fulton says they have it.
Spartan football.
And they do not. It's smuggly football at the midfield stripe. That would have been at least a step in the right direction for Fulton if they're able to a special teams play like that.
Yeah, Lowry came up kind of awkward. He came up to about the 45-yard line where the punt was, and now they changed the call on the field, JB. They get Fulton the football.
They changed the other way. They pointed Moberly at first, and then so Fulton does catch the break on special teams.
Now, how do you change the call of that play after all the players have gotten up and Moberly came up with the football?
Yeah.
But nonetheless, when Cameron Lowry was coming up to the 45-yard line, he let that ball get all the way to his waist instead of catching it up high at the chest, and that's what resulted in that fumble. If you catch that ball up top, you're able to secure it with both hands. He let it fall down, and it just got right out of his pocket.
It's easier to catch it, a basket-type catch, instead of trying it down here. You've got less to grab it with.
Right, exactly.
First and 10, Fulton at the 50. Johnson in the backfield. Two receivers split to either side, takes the snap. Play action, looks to throw over middle, and it is caught at the Moberly 43-yard line. Gain of seven
Garrett Johnson just keeps playing with fire, throwing that ball towards the middle of the field. I saw four or five blue jerseys right around the receiver that caught that football. That's a great pitch and catch if you're able to get it in space, but I don't know how well Johnson is going to be able to continue to do that, throwing the ball towards the middle of the field. He may make another mistake, but luckily for Fulton, they're able to get some yardage and get on their own side of the 50.
League second catch for a total of 16 yards now. Second and three from the Moberly 43-yard line. Johnson takes the snap. A little confusion in the backfield. Now a screen pass to the near side. Leak will make the catch at the 45. Wrapped up immediately and dragged down for a loss of two. In on the tackle for Moberly, Landon Graves.
That's not a bad play call at all, but I'm wondering if the screen's to the left side of the field, why the quarterback is rolling out to the right. Johnson rolled out to the right, more towards the right hash as the ball was snapped towards the middle of the field and his receiver went out to the left, so it makes it a harder throw when you got to throw across your body. That's a cardinal rule.
You've got to stop and plant. I can see a little misdirection there, trying to pull the defense toward you. But like I say, it's a hard pass to make.
Especially for a quarterback that's not experienced, trying to throw across your body is always tough.
Third and five coming up for the Hornets from the Moberly 45-yard line, 8:53 remaining here in the first half. Johnson takes the snap. Pitch goes right side. Logan looking for a block. Met at the 45-yard line, and he ended up losing a yard on that carry.
Jared Herron on the tackle.
Also in there was Tyler Nickerson.
Loss of about 1 yard on the play.
Logan with 13 carries for 45 yards and a fumble tonight. He's been their workhorse most of the season. Leads the team coming into the game. Had 325 of their 420 yards on the ground. Fourth and six from the Moberly 46-yard line.
And what do you have to lose here if you're Fulton? They might as well go for this one and try to get something out of this drive. They've converted on a couple of third downs and now close to the 50-yard line.
8:05 remaining in the half. Johnson out of the shotgun, takes the snap, drops back, looking to throw. Lost one to the near side, overthrows the intended receiver. He was looking on the near sideline for Zaylin McNeil, and Mobley will take over on downs.
Yeah, that's one thing you don't ever want to do as a receiver is stop your route. It just kind of stopped at that 45-yard line, and Johnson and him were not on the same page. Johnson just floated that one out almost like it was supposed to be an out route towards a 30-yard line. So Fulton's got some things to figure out on the offensive end, especially with communication, but you've got to run the right routes, and if you're the receiver right there, you just try to flank out, try to do something, maybe run in some curls. I don't know what you do on the offensive end right there, but you try to find a way to get open so your quarterback can find you.
Prior to that pass, Johnson had completed five in a row for 64 yards. He's now 6 of 11 for 63 on the night. First and 10, and it'll be a handoff up the middle for a couple of yards. No, excuse me, Stone King kept himself. I saw Walter in the pile as well, but Stone King had the ball, and he's going to pick up about three.
Yeah, JB, we're going to see a lot of Chance Richards and Landon Graves the rest of the way if the score stays the way it is. I'm sure Cody McDowell and company won't try to do too much and put the ball in Dominic Stone King's hands as far as forcing too many passes or anything like that. If they see something open, see a good play call, they may call it, but expect the ball to stay on the ground for the most of this ball game.
Second and eight from the Moberly 48-yard line. They'll be happy to chew a lot of clock here already, even the first half. Handoff comes to the near side. Lowry with it, looking to turn the corner. Sidesteps one would-be tackler. Still stays on his feet. Gets to the midfield stripe for a gain of two. A little bit of pushing as he comes up off the bottom of the pile.
That could have been a loss of about four or five if Latrellis Colbert on the defensive end for Fulton was able to secure the tackle at the 45-yard line. And he had probably about 80 pounds and maybe even 6 inches on Cameron Lowry. But somehow, some way, Cameron Lowry ducked down and then find a way to get some extra yardage there.
Third and six from the 50. 6:41 remaining here in the second quarter. Moberly leading 28-0. Stone King out of the pistol. Fakes the first handoff. This time it goes to Walter. Bounces near side and picks up maybe a yard. It's brought down by Marion Clark.
One thing I love about Moberly's offense and their runners is that the feet never stop moving for the guys who are receivers and Lowry, Richards, and then you see Graves, those two guys in the backfield, even Curtis Walter. You see when those guys get their engine running, they never stop going. They hit one defender, and they keep those legs moving. You know, it's a really good thing to see on the offensive end, and it just really is a good credit to this Moberly offensive coaching staff and what they teach in practice. You're seeing it translate to the field perfectly tonight.
Will Privia-Fryer back deep to receive at his 20-yard line. The kick is away by Stone King. A high wobbly kick to the near sideline. Bounced out of bounds. Came down. They're going to mark it at the 34-yard line, it looks like. That's about where it went out. 5:41 remaining in the first half. Moberly leading 28-0 back in 60 seconds here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
When you want the perfect fit, call Patricia's Sewing Room in Huntsville. Patricia has over 30 years of experience in tailoring and offers alterations on jeans, suits, skirts, slacks, and any other article of clothing. Plus, she provides custom alterations for wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, and other formal wear. If it's not tailor-made for you, then you didn't take it to Patricia's Sewing Room. For quality alterations, call Patricia's Sewing Room in Huntsville at 660-277-3504. Patricia's Sewing Room is a proud supporter of the Moberly Spartans.
Hi, this is Tim Jeffrey, CPA. Bill Cruzy and I are proud supporters of the Moberly Spartans. Bill and I encourage you to get out and support these fine young athletes. When in need of tax, bookkeeping, payroll, or accounting services, please contact Bill or Tim at 263-9266 or my office located at 549 West Coates in Moberly. CPAs are the only licensed accountants in Missouri. Let the team at Tim Jeffrey CPA LLC go to work for you. Support all our area students, athletes, and their teams and schools. Go Spartans.
5:41 remaining in the second quarter. Moberly leading Fulton 28-0. The Hornets have the football, first and 10 at their 34-yard line. And now Moberly is going to take a timeout. A little odd to see that right after the officials' timeout, but either it's so hot and humid down there, Moberly wants to get a little bit of an extra breather, or they didn't like what they saw in the formation.
Yeah, and you've got three timeouts, less than 6 minutes left in this first half. Why not burn one, talk some things over? And this is the time when you're up 28-0, when you can do a lot of teaching, especially on this coaching staff. You can talk about different fronts, talk about what teams may try to do to try to get back and grind and claw back in this ball game. So, you know, a lot of people will say that, you know, with games that are so lopsided like this, you might not learn from it, but this is where a lot of times where you get the chance to learn so much on the defensive end and on the offensive end, especially when you're up by so much, you're able to kind of change some things around, get some new sets out there, things like that.
Zach Snell is out there for Moberly right now. Lined up on the line. There's another change out there as well. First and 10 from the 34. Johnson out of the gun. Logan in the backfield. Johnson looking to throw on first down. Lost one up to the near sideline, and it's incomplete, out of bounds. Bring up second down.
Good coverage by Walter there. Just staying on the hip of the receiver the entire time. It was Zaylin McNeil that was running down near side sideline. If you stay on that hip of that wide receiver and you look to try to see when he's going to turn, you have a better chance of sticking with him. Exactly what Walter did on that play.
5:35 remaining in the first half. Elsewhere in the conference tonight, in the second quarter, Hannibal leads Mexico 14-6. Johnson out of the gun, second and 10 from the Fulton 34-yard line. Two receivers wide either side. And the snap is on the ground. It'll be chased down, still loose on the ground. Mobley's going to pick it up and running for the end zone for the Spartans. Andrew Huff, touchdown, the third defensive touchdown of the night for the Spartans, and we've got an injured Fulton Hornet. I think that's Johnson, who was diving for the loose ball. Unofficially a 20-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown for Huff, and it's Johnson slow to get up, and he's holding his wrist.
Well, great job by Moberly converging on the quarterback there, but that's a really tough break for Fulton if their quarterback is not available for the rest of this ball game. We don't know what the extent of the injury is going to be, but at least for the short term, they're going to have to figure something out if he's not able to come out for this next drive.
Andrew Huff, unofficially a 20-yard fumble return for a score.
So big boys get in on the action as well, the guys up front.
And a late Hornet coming onto the field. I imagine Johnson's usually out there on special teams. Running on at the last second is Logan Vanderbosch. Ball's down. Hopper, well, this one will be whistled dead before the kick.
I think it's definitely going to be offsides.
That is the call. We'll try it again.
That far side defender tried to come around the corner and block, just got there way too fast before the snap even got off.
5:26 remaining in the first half. Moberly leading 34-0, looking to tack on the extra point here. Hopper's 4-4. We'll wait for the snap again. There it is. The ball's down. Kick is up. And that one was good. Just got over the crossbar on the right side. And with 5:26 remaining in the half, Moberly leads 35-0. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Jimmy Connolly, Cam Thomas with you. 5:26 remaining in the first half. Moberly leading 35-0. Three defensive touchdowns for the Spartans here in the first half.
It's been flying around the place on the defensive end. You see the skilled players getting in there. Last play we saw Huff get in there on the defensive end as well on that defensive line. So when you see so many guys in different spots of your defense and your offense contributing, that's what you want to see from a coaching staff, and that's what they've seen so far from Moberly.
End over end kick will be taken about the 10-yard line. On the return, I believe this is Logan cutting back across the field. Stays on his feet, cuts back to the outside. He's got room to run down the far sideline. Gets to midfield, still on his feet. Trying to get it all the way to the end zone. He's going to be driven down just shy of the goal line.
Logan
on the return, took it about the 10, returns it to the Moberly. Well, we'll see on the spot here. It's going to be about the 5-yard line or so. Nice return by Taeon Logan. It'll be first and goal for Fulton. Yeah, they're going to change the spot and move it all the way outside the 10, so it's not first and goal. They said he would step out of bounds about the 12-yard line.
Fulton's got an opportunity to punch it in and get their first points on the board tonight, but every time they've been in the red zone, they've given the football up. So,
John Holtkamp will take over at quarterback.
Fulton
first and 10
first
from the
12.
They'll go more of a running offense. Hand off to Logan, and he's going to be met after a gain of about 1 yard. You know, the tackle, Tyler Nickerson, among others.
Well, you know, it's a rough season when you're on your fourth and fifth quarterback of the year, and you try to adjust, you try to teach him the play calls and things like that, but if you're Fulton, you just try to stay within yourself, run the football. That's been what's good for you so far today. Try to keep the football in your hands, not muff it up. Make sure the receivers and running backs, when they get the football, they're keeping two hands on the ball, and just try to keep it as simple as possible.
Second and 8 from the 10-yard line. Another handoff to Logan. Off tackle right side. Stays on his feet. Gets to about the 4. It's going to bring up 3rd and about 2. .417 and counting here in the second quarter. Moberly leading 35-0. Holtkamp was listed as the second string quarterback for this game. He's usually a wide receiver.
Game of about 5 yards on the play. Brings up 3rd down and 4 for Fulton.
And Fulton just trying to find enough healthy bodies to throw out there on the field right now. They mark the ball at the 4-yard line. It's going to be 3rd and a long 2. And in the backfield, a keeper. Holtkamp, nowhere to go with it.
You've seen it happen before. I remember back in high school, we had the situation where, kind of similar to Fulton, a couple of guys went down and they went straight to the Wildcat. And with the strength of your team being with Taeon Logan, That could be an option here for Fulton. It may not be in their playbook, but if you put him back there, you call a couple of run plays, it could be something that helps you out. So if you got a guy that's not experienced, at least you got somebody back there who knows the offense.
The drawback is if he hasn't had practice taking a snap, you're looking maybe a few more turnovers, and they really can't afford it anymore at this point. But I can see what you're saying there. On fourth and three, Mobley is going to come up with a stop. There's nothing there for the Hornets, and Mobley will take over on downs again at the 7-yard line, a loss of two.
They gave the ball to Amarion Clark there, one of the offensive linemen, to try to get a big push there. But again, Fulton not able to come up with anything inside the red zone, especially inside their own 10-yard line. I mean, you get that close, maybe even think about putting the field goal unit out there and get some type of points on the board, at least go into half thinking that you got something to maybe improve on. I mean, you go in with a goose egg, you've got absolutely nothing to talk on as far as the scoring is concerned.
First and 10 at the 7 for Moberly, 2:56 remaining in the half. Holtkamp takes the snap, looks to throw, near side, catch made at the 10-yard line. Lane's trying to break a tackle and unable to do so. Making the catch was Toby Short. He'll be wrapped up, brought down about the 12 for a gain of 5.
Toby Short on the reception for the
first completion for Stone King tonight. One
Cameron
of two passes.
Jackson on the tackle for Fulton.
Second and 5 from the 12, 2:34 remaining.
6 yards on the play, brings up second down and 4 for a moment.
Spartans want to keep the clock running, not give Fulton a chance to score here before halftime. Stone King out of the pistol again on second down. Inside handoff, looking to cut to the near side, staying on his feet. On the carry is Chance Richards, and he got maybe a yard.
Chance Richards, the ball carrier.
You see Fulton's defense doing some different things right here. You haven't really seen them converge on the ball as they have on these last couple of plays. They got four or five guys converging on the left side of the defense right there near side. And, you know, those are the type of things that you can go in the locker room and talk about and try to improve on in the next half. But they've done a good job here in the last couple of drives, especially on defense, you know, trying to contain Moberly.
Moberly's offense so far officially just 63 yards, but they haven't run that many plays. They have three defensive touchdowns tonight. Third and 5 from the 12, and we get a false start, I believe, on the Spartans.
And when they have gotten the ball, JB, on the offensive end, it's usually been somewhere in the red zone. So they've had the opportunity to use minimal amounts of plays to punch the ball in the end zone. So Moberly hasn't really had to do much work on the offensive end. It's been guys who play both sides of the ball that have been giving them that spark on the defense.
If you had told me at this point in the game Moberly would have as many total yards offense as Garrett Johnson had through the air, I thought there'd be no way Moberly would be winning.
Oh, absolutely. I would second that opinion.
Minute 20 remaining here in the first half. Stone King on third and 10. Option look to left side. Pitch goes out to left side. On the carry, this is Graves. Looking to turn the corner. Got some room to run. Stays on his feet. Out past the 40-yard line to the 42. A gain of 35 and a first down for Landon Graves.
And Landon Graves barely got past the defense on the right side. He almost got clipped up by the defensive end, but great job of blocking up front from Cameron Newcomb on that left side of the line, and made a great play for Graves to get outside. And Graves almost had another seam once he got to about midfield.
It is 8 o'clock. You're listed AM 1230, KWIX Moberly. And centralmoinfo.com. Spartans are going to take a timeout. We'll take a break as well with 106 remaining in the half. Moberly up 35-0 back in 30 seconds here on Quicks and centralmoinfo.com.
When you want the perfect fit, call Patricia's Sewing Room in Huntsville. Patricia has over 30 years of experience in tailoring and offers alterations on jeans, suits, skirts, slacks, and any other article of clothing. Plus, she provides custom alterations for wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, and other formal wear. If it's not tailor-made for you, then you didn't take it to Patricia's Sewing Room. For quality alterations, call Patricia's Sewing Room in Huntsville at 660-277-3504. Patricia's Sewing Room is a proud supporter of the Moberly Spartans.
106 remaining in the first half. Moberly leading 35-0. The Hornets have run 34 plays on offense. Moberly's run 13.
It's been tough so far for Fulton to really find anything on the offensive end right now. Their goal is just to not let Moberly score before the half.
First and 10 from the Moberly 42-yard line. Handoff comes to the near side. On the run this time. Once again, it's Graves. Gets across midfield. Stays on his feet. He's got one man to beat down the far sideline. He's stripped up and ridden out of bounds near the 20.
Landon Graves on the carry.
And that's just a great credit to Graves. After that play was over, you saw three Fulton Hornets on the ground, and that just is a great credit to Graves being able to shift so much and see the and have the vision to be able to see where the holes are going to be, hit the holes as quick as possible. Great decision-making right there by Graves. Two big runs to put Moberly in the position to score before a half here.
His legs are still fresh. They haven't run that many plays yet.
True, and he hasn't really gotten the ball much on that offensive end. Richards has taken most of the snaps in the backfield.
First and 10 from the 21. Stone King looking to throw for the end zone. It is incomplete. The intended receiver.
Pass intended for look, Toby Short.
That's Short down there. I'll bring up second down.
And those are the opportunities that we talked about where Dominic Stone King would probably have the ball in his hands when you've got a couple of big runs and have had the opportunity to open up that passing game, exactly what that was right there. That's not a bad play call. Good job right there by Dominic Stone King putting that ball in the position where only his receiver could catch it if it was going to be caught.
Second and 10 from the 21, 50 seconds remaining in the first half. Inside handoff goes to Richards, follows a block, stays on his feet, gets to about the 13-yard line for a gain of 8.
Chance Richards, the ball carrier. Cody
third and short coming up, 35 seconds remaining. Here in the first half, Moberly still has one timeout. Fulton has all three remaining. Third and 2 from the 13. Stone King out of the pistol. Clock down to 20 seconds left. Takes the snap, rolls to his right, rolls, now pitches to the near side. This is Walter with it inside the 10-yard line. He's got enough for a first down with 11 seconds remaining in the half.
Curtis Walter, the ball carrier.
Gain of about 3 yards will be first and goal from just inside the 10. And we had a timeout taken with 11.3 seconds remaining in the half.
Timeout,
we will keep
Moberly.
It here. Moberly using its final timeout. They're not really, I wouldn't consider this to be running up the score. They're trying to run their two-man drill on offense. It's just unfortunate that it is a 35-0 game when they have the opportunity to do so.
Well, and exactly what I was going to allude to, JB. You take the type of situation right here and you try to use it as a two-minute drill. You look to the offense. You see they're kind of running a fast-paced offense, not really huddling up too much. Everybody's looking over the line to see what the play call is. They get to the line quickly. You know, try to keep the pace at a high level, high intensity right here, and kind of think of it as a big pressure situation because there's going to be a time down the road this season where Moberly is going to have to run that two-minute offense. It's going to come in a regular season game or in a postseason game if they get there, which it looks like here early in the season they've done the things that they are supposed to do to put themselves in a position to do that. So you can't take times like this for granted if you're Cody McDowell and this offense. You take advantage of any opportunity that you have to improve your offense and teach your kids the skills they're going
to
need down
first
the road.
First and goal to goal.
First and goal coming up from the 9-yard line. Stone King out of the pistol. Takes the snap. Play action rolls to his right, looking to throw for the end zone. Caught by Lowry. Touchdown, Moberly. A 9-yard pass. Makes it 41-0.
Stone King had a lot of options on that play, rolling out to his right. He had three receivers on the right side of the end zone. He just had to pick one. He picked Lowry, and the rest is history.
With 6.7 seconds remaining. And another extra point try coming up. As Hopper will attempt again. The ball's down. The kick is up. That one is true. 6.7 seconds remaining in the first half. Moberly leads 42-0. We will keep it here. Halftime coming up in just a few moments. Eric Duick standing by at the Moberly Motors Sports Desk. We'll get to that coming up in just a few moments, but we'll keep it here to run out the first 6.7 seconds of the first half. An impressive first half for Moberly. Three defensive touchdowns, three on offense. And I mean, the offense hasn't had a whole lot of opportunity out there, but when they've been out there, they've been effective.
And they've executed very well, and that's one thing that they wanted to continue to improve on each week was not, you know, giving up the ball in the offensive end and allowing Dominic Stone King to grow, because as Cody McDowell talked about earlier in the pregame, is that Dominic Stone King is a young guy, but he's a proven leader, especially being a sophomore on this team. It's not like guys look down to him. Guys actually look up to him on this Mobley team. So he's shown a lot of grit, a lot of determination here early. And I think these are the times where you're able to get a gauge for character of your ball club. And I think that's what Mobley has accomplished so far in the second half. Now, our first half, now we'll have to see how it translates to the second.
Handles end-over-end kick will be taken to the 15-yard line. On the return, this is Maxwell, and a flag is going to be thrown as he's wrapped up near the 25-yard line. It'll be a face mask as time runs out. Penalty on Mobley will give Fulton one more chance if they choose to use it. The penalty, or the half, cannot end on a defensive penalty, but then again, Fulton may just want to get to the locker room, because I don't think there's any play in their playbook they can run, even no time left on the clock, that they want to risk at this point. They'll move the ball out to the 40-yard line. They do accept the penalty, so Hornets presumably want to run one more play.
To the end of the kick return.
There could be one of those automatic penalties where you've got to take it either way. Because it didn't look like anybody from the Fulton sideline was anywhere near the referees when they made the call afterwards. So
yeah,
maybe they looked towards the sideline, got the call, didn't catch that. But nonetheless, Fulton will have the opportunity to make one play and could kneel it. Who knows?
First and 10, Fulton from the Mobley 41. No time on the clock. This will be an untimed down for the Hornets. Three receivers wide right, one to the near side. There's still Holtkamp in at quarterback. The starting quarterback, Garrett Johnson, got injured earlier this quarter. He's looking to throw to the far sideline. This will be incomplete. Lowry nearly had a pick, and nice job by Zaylin McNeil to break it up, or it could have been a pick six. After one half, it is Mobley 42, Fulton nothing. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Eric Duick standing by at the Mobley Motors Sports Desk. Mobley Motors, driven by tradition. He'll be back with you next. You're listening to High School Football on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
While you're planning your budget for next year, don't forget the parking lot. Call Capital Paving now for a free estimate so you can plan the best use of next year's resources, and the quote they give you now will still be good in the spring. Whether you've got a parking lot, a municipal job, or a highway bridge, Capital Paving is your paving partner. From the driveway to the highway, get a great service on time and on budget. Visit CapitalMo.com to request your free estimate. Capital Paving is paving the best way forward. Now serving Brookfield and North Central Missouri.
C&R Transmission is a manual and automatic transmission service center for foreign or domestic cars, light trucks, and vans. C&R Transmission doesn't stop with transmission service and repair. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. We're talking oil changes, tune-ups, and brakes, large or small. Ask Charlie or Randy about their full line of tires for your car, truck, or van. Call 269-8482 in Moberly or 665-5424 in Kirksville for complete automotive service and repair. Financing is available. C&R Transmission, they fix everything.
Over Cameron non-conference games, Bolivar 14, Marshall 7. Smith Cotton leads Hickman 16-12. Battle 24, Harrisonville 13, Clark County 16, Kirksville 10, Cardinal River 28, Helias with 7. Again, both Monroe City Macon and Moberly Fulton at the half right now. The other game we've got going is Marceline and Fayette, and Fayette is in front.
Wiswall on the left side cuts in, and he's got to push the speed to the 40, to the 30. Wiswall, you're clear for takeoff. Touchdown, Falcon! 58 yards on the run on 4th and 2.
That is Scott Lunty with the call on Superstation Crest, as Fayette in front of Marceline with the second half about to begin in that contest. Again, Marceline has won 26 straight Lewis and Clark games, so that is a big one in the making. Westrand leads Harrisburg 21-0, Scotland County 14, Schuyler County 0. South Callaway 15, Mark Twain 0 in the Eastern Missouri Conference. As we continue to run through some highlights, we'll get you through those Moberly of Fulton first half highlights. Moberly scored in all kinds of ways in this one, and it started early with a quarterback flashing some defensive ability.
Johnson takes the snap, looking to throw on second down, lofts one up in the air, and this is going to be picked off. On the return on the far sideline is Stone King. He's going to cut back across the field, looking to pick up blockers. He's to the 30, 35-yard line, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 30, 20, 15. Cuts back inside to the 10, to the 5, to the house. Touchdown, Spartans.
J.B. Connolly with the call on a quicks. Just less than 4 minutes later, Stone King then turned it to the offensive side.
Second and 10 from the Fulton 16. Stone King will keep it himself on the fake handoff. He's got seam. He's in the end zone again. Touchdown, Spartans. 16-yard run by Stone King. It's 13-0.
And later, it was a senior captain who got into the mix less than 2 minutes later.
And handoff is going to go right side on the carry. And this is Curtis Walter into the house. Touchdown. It was a fake. Graves took it. I saw Walter with it, but it was Graves who carried it up the middle. I'm sorry, folks. It was a 7-yard run by Graves.
12 seconds to play in the first quarter when it was back to a defensive score.
Second and 7 from the 12-yard line. Johnson takes the snap. Another handoff to Logan. Calls a block left side. Bubble the football. Picked up by Moberly. And down the far sideline. This is Walter on the return. No one to beat. A second turnover turned into points for the Spartans. A 90-yard fumble return by Curtis Walter makes it 27-0.
In the second quarter, it was another defensive score at the 5:26 mark.
Johnson out of the gun, second and 10 from the Fulton 34-yard line. Two receivers wide either side, and the snap is on the ground. It'll be chased down, still loose on the ground. Mobley's going to pick it up and running for the end zone for the Spartans. Andrew Huff, touchdown, the third defensive touchdown of the night for the Spartans.
Then it was quarterback to wide receiver, the more traditional scoring variety, which is 6 seconds to play in the first half. So if you're keeping track, that's two scores in the final 15 seconds of each quarter.
Stone King out of the pistol, takes the snap. Play action, rolls to his right, looking to throw for the end zone. Caught by Lowry, touchdown, Moberly. A 9-yard pass, makes it 41-0.
And the extra point went as well, so it is 42-0 as Moberly putting it on against Fulton back-to-back years. Trey Barrow, former Moberly Spartan himself, making his return to Moberly as the head coach of the Fulton Hornets this time around. For the Moberly and Fulton listeners, let's get you the highlights from Macon and Monroe City, which is being heard on Glory 97 and for which the second half will be headed your way in just a couple of moments. Macon struck first.
Waller is in the gun. Edwards to his left, two receivers each side. Play action. Waller, far side he goes. Looking downfield, he throws. End zone, and it is caught for a touchdown. Justin Hayes in the back of the end zone. The 6'2 senior comes up with his third touchdown of the year and puts Macon up ahead with 8 minutes to go here in the first quarter.
Ben Wittenstein with the call on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. That came 4 minutes in. The reigning state champions answered, though, 3 minutes into the second.
Hayes goes under center near side hash. It's a pitch to Osborne, far side. Trying to find the corner. He does it the 5 to the end zone. Touchdown, Zach Osborne! He got hit at the goal line but fell forward for the 9-yard touchdown run. And Monroe City ties it up at 6 with 8:52 to go here in the second.
Both teams failed on the two-point conversion, so that game is still tied at 6. A couple of undefeated teams on Glory 97, making it in Monroe City, two of the Clarence Cannon Conference powers. A big one out of Fayette as Marceline has scored but failed on the two-point. So it remains 8-6 of Fayette in front on that one. We do not have the audio for you yet on that one as it is a fresh score. But again, Fayette leads Marceline 8-6 in the third quarter, just underway, just a few minutes old, early second half. Fayette and Marceline number 2 and 4 in the state, Marceline being 2, Fayette being 4. Marceline being back-to-back-to-back conference champions, 26 straight LNC wins, but down 8-6 on the road right now. Elsewhere in the LNC, West Grand 21, Harrisburg 0, Scotland County 14, Schuyler County 0. In the NCMC, 42-0 Moberly at the half over Fulton. Hannibal leads Mexico 14-6 in the second quarter. Up next, it's the second half of Macon and Monroe City for Glory 97. Moberly and Fulton is still at the half, 42-0 Moberly's lead.
Hey, no matter what you have going on this Saturday, make sure you mark your calendars and set some time aside for this very special once-in-a-lifetime event. It's the Moberly Motors grand opening and 75th anniversary celebration this Saturday from 11 to 3. It's two celebrations in one to introduce the public to our brand new state-of-the-art facility and to celebrate 75 years and four generations of tradition right here in Moberly. It's going to be fun for the whole family with free food and drinks, tons of great prizes and giveaways, classic cars on display, a caricature artist, multiple radio stations live on site, tours of our all new facility, and more. We couldn't have been in business for 75 years without you, and we built this new facility to serve you better. So what better way to celebrate both than to have a big party for all of you? Come join the fun here at Moberly Motors during our grand opening and 75th anniversary celebration this Saturday from 11 to 3.
Howdy, cowpokes. You know that feeling when you finish a long, hard ride, you're covered in dust, and all you can think about is relaxing back at the bunkhouse? It's times like that that make you glad you heard about Valentine Insurance Agency. They give you one less thing to worry about, because you know the bunkhouse is protected by the right insurance plan. Plus, they can protect your vehicles, life, health, and more. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-111.
Cardiac rehabilitation at the Wellness Center at Samaritan Hospital is the solution for your heart. The Wellness Center is designed to optimize a cardiac patient's physical and social functioning. Patients at the Wellness Center are helped to safely reach and maintain their optimal level of activity. A doctor's referral is necessary for admission to the Wellness Center. Visit them online at smhmo.org.
Moberly and Fulton, second half, just a few moments away, as Moberly right now a 42-0 lead on Fulton. Marceline and Fayette, though, a neck-and-neck contest in the Lewis and Clark Conference. Marceline number 2 in the state, Fayette number 4. We've got that Marceline touchdown ready to go for you now, so let's take it from the top. Fayette scores, 4:38 to play, first quarter.
Wiswall on the left side, cuts in, and he's down across the speed to the 40, to the 30. Wiswall, you're clear for takeoff. Touchdown, Falcon. 58 yards on the run on 4th and 2.
So Fayette held Marceline scoreless in the first half. You'd have to go way back in the books to find when that happened last to the Tigers. In the third quarter, though, Marceline did find the board 70 seconds in.
Now first and goal from the 1. Marceline has a golden opportunity to get within 2. 11 minutes to go here in the third quarter. I formation. It is Phillips under center. Fayette tries to creep. It's a quarterback keeper. Gets a push from behind, and he penetrates the goal line, and Marceline is within 2. A 1-yard run by Chase Phillips makes it 8-6.
The 2-point, however, failed. And remember, if you were listening to the Bell game last week, Marceline's got perhaps the best Class 1 kicker in the state, perhaps one of the best kickers, period, in the state, in Chase Phillips, who made 3 kicks a week ago. They'd like to be playing an extra point game. However, Fayette goes for 2 and scored first. So in what's seemingly going to be a low-scoring game, Marceline understandably felt it needed to start going for 2 sooner than it would have liked, and therefore opted not to kick the extra point there, and quite understandably from a strategic standpoint. So an interesting back and forth of how things can go there when not having or when playing a team that does not traditionally also kick. Still 14-6 Hannibal in front of Mexico as far as what we've got. Clarence Cannon Conference making in Monroe City tied at 6. Centralia leads Island 21-0. South Shelby 8, Palmyra 6. Fayette leads Marceline 8-6. Westrand 21, Harrisburg 0. Scotland County 14, Schuyler County 0. South Callaway 15, Mark Twain 0. North Callaway leads 39-6 against Wright City. Blair Oaks 20, Versailles 0, Boonville 21, California 0, Hallsville 14, Osage 7, Southern Boone and Eldon tied at 7. In the Grand River East, Gallatin 21, Maysville 0, South Harrison 14, Polo 0, Putnam County trails Trenton 13-7. Macon and Monroe City still tied at 6. We'll run through the first half highlights from that one. As again, for those of you tuned into Moberly and Fulton right now, we've got two other games that are locked in as far as competitiveness goes between two teams that are undefeated, albeit early in the season. It was Macon who scored first 4 minutes in against Monroe City.
Waller is in the gun. Edwards to his left, two receivers each side. Play action, Waller. Far side he goes, looking downfield. He throws end zone, and it is caught for a touchdown. Justin Hayes in the back of the end zone. The 6'2 senior comes up with his third touchdown of the year and puts Macon up ahead with 8 minutes to go here in the first quarter.
Monroe City, a reigning state champion, answered 3 minutes into the second.
Hayes goes under center near side hash. It's a pitch to Osborne, far side. Trying to find the corner. He does it to 5, to the end zone. Touchdown, Zach Osborne. He got hit at the goal line but fell forward for the 9-yard touchdown run. And Monroe City ties it up at 6 with 8:52 to go here in the second.
Ben Wittenstein with those calls on Glory 97. Both teams missed the extra, missed their two-point conversion attempt. So that is tied at 6. Fayette leads Marceline 8-6 in the third on Crest as Marceline's two-point failed. Moberly in front of Fulton 42-0, courtesy of 3 defensive scores as the second half is about to get underway with J.B. Connolly and Cam Thomas standing by for that one from Dr. Larry K. Knoll Spartan Stadium. The Cardinals and Dodgers are on 99.9 the captain due to our football elsewhere. It is 1-0 Dodgers right now through 4 innings. But again, we have Moberly Fulton on Quicks, Fayette Marceline on Crass, Macon, and Monroe City on Glory 97. All games also streaming on CentralMoInfo.com. I'll be back with you for the End Zone show after all the action, talking to area coaches through what will, in a halftime's worth, be 4 weeks of football. JB and Cam up next for the second half. 42-0. Moberly leads Fulton in the Spartans Conference opener.
Dateline 21st Century. Changing gun laws have made gun ownership a more accessible hobby for thousands of firearm enthusiasts. Why, even grandma is getting in on the fun. Enjoy that 12-gauge, young lady. You see, everybody is starting to see the importance of gun ownership for hunting, sport, and protection.
At AK Guns & Ammo, we offer you the finest guns, ammo, and accessories. AK Guns & Ammo, on 4th Street in Moberly or online at akgunsammo.com.
At Controlled Air, they just want to make sure their customers stay comfy and cozy this winter. Call Controlled Air Heating and Cooling to schedule an annual checkup for your furnace or to take advantage of specials on a brand new Lennox home comfort system. Up to $1,600 in rebates. Get comfortable. Call Controlled Air Heating and Cooling at 660-263-5620 today or visit them online at controlledairmo.com. It's just another way Controlled Air Heating and Cooling can make you feel better. Domino's Pizza, they've got a deal for you. September 17th through the 23rd, order any large two-topping pizza for only $5.99. This offer is good for carry-out only. Call Domino's or order online between September 17th and the 23rd and enjoy any large two-topping pizza for only $5.99 when you carry out or stop by Domino's convenient pickup window on Morley Street in Moberly. And that sweet tooth, cinnamon bread twist, marbled cookie brownies, or chocolate lava crunch cake. Call Domino's or order online at Domino's.com.
We have a new physician at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Please welcome Dr. Tom Alito to our team. Dr. Alito is well known in Mid-Missouri and specializes in joint replacement of the hip and knee. For an appointment with Dr. Alito or any one of our physicians, call us at 573-443-2000. 2402. You can also make an appointment online at our website, columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. We are the difference.
Welcome back to Dr. Larry K. Knowles Stadium here in Moberly, Missouri, for the second half of high school football between the Moberly Spartans and the Fulton Hornets. The score is 42-0. It's been all Moberly here early in this ball game, and it's been the offensive and defensive end that has shown that they are here and in full force tonight in Moberly. Cam Thomas and J.B. Conley here with you on AM 1230 Quicks in Moberly, Missouri, and CentralMoInfo.com. You can always catch all of our games streamed live on CentralMoInfo.com, all our stories, recaps, and pressers on CentralMoInfo.com as well. J.B., we get ready for the second half, but we've seen everything possible from this Moberly team so far. Three offensive touchdowns, three defensive touchdowns, and Fulton has just had no answer.
Yeah, take a look at the offensive stats. The first half, Fulton 6 of 13 passing for 63 yards, 22 carries for 54 yards on the ground. They had five first downs, one penalty, four turnovers. Three of those four immediately led to points for Moberly. For the Spartans, Dominic Stone King was 3 of 5 passing for 23 yards and a touchdown on the ground. The Spartans, 13 carries for 140 yards and two scores. Landon Graves, 3 carries for 79. Dominic Stone King had 3 carries for 22 and a score. Graves had the other touchdown. Chance Richards, 3 carries for 21. Cameron Lowry, 3 carries for 14. Cameron Lowry, a touchdown catch for 9 yards as well. Toby Short had the other catch for 5.
So plenty of stuff going on in the first half for Moberly. If they take care of business in the second half, they can cruise to their third victory on the season. Fulton's still looking for their first victory of the year. But for Trey Barrow and his homecoming back to Moberly, it hasn't been much of what he expected from his ball club. He would have hoped they came out and taken care of the ball a little bit better. Too many turnovers on offense. And then when they've gotten on defense, they've gotten a couple of stops, and Moberly hasn't ran too many offensive plays. But when they have gotten the ball back and gotten in the red zone, they just have come up empty.
Fulton has had opportunities to create momentum for themselves and failed. They had the on the first drive, they had a fourth and short, picked up the first down, pushed into Moberly territory, then gave up a pick six. They had a long return to the 12-yard line, couldn't punch it in. Moberly got the ball back on downs. So Fulton's had their chances, but it's going to be an uphill battle. We don't know if Garrett Johnson's available to go here in the second half. John Holtkamp, their fourth-string quarterback at this point, probably hasn't taken that many snaps in practice. They've been dealing with injuries on the offensive line as well. This looks like it's just going to be one of those nights Fulton's going to want to forget about, but they're not going to give up. They're going to come out and see what they do in the second half. But right now, Moberly's just looking to run out the clock for anything else.
Yeah, we do have a running clock going here as Moberly is up 42-0, and I think that's the other big storyline. JB, you talk about John Holtkamp coming back in to take over on the offensive end under center, and we talked about maybe some options that Fulton could work with. We know that Tayon Logan has been a guy that they've relied on heavily in this first half. He's been running the ball a lot, taking all their kickoff returns and punt returns. Could that be something that they consider, maybe going to a Wildcat and just, you know, going with what they know, and that's Tayon Logan carrying the football?
It's certainly something to consider. Things can't get any worse. And we talked a little bit about the first half. He's got 16 carries for 51 yards, as you mentioned, the returns as well. Might get him some offense going, might get him a spark. On the other hand, if he's not used to taking the snap, and it is humid out there right now, if he's not used to dealing with the slick football from under center, it could lead to more turnovers. That's something they really can't afford right now. Not that Holtkamp is taking a lot of snaps back there either, so kind of a mixed bag. It just depends how coach wants to deal with it.
We've got a few minutes left until we get to kickoff of the second half. Moberly will be receiving as they deferred the kickoff in the first half. And we always like to remind you to stick around for the End Zone show here on Superstation Crest. It'll be hosted by Eric Duick tonight. We thank Eric for his help tonight at the Moberly Motors Sports Desk. And also to remember, we've got Macon at Monroe City on KTCM right now, Marceline at Fayette on Superstation Crest. And tomorrow we'll have Truman at Saginaw Valley with Brad Boyer on the call. That one will kick off at 12 o'clock, 11:10 with the Truman tailgate. Also, Mizzou at Purdue tomorrow on Kirk Fort 30 pregame show to get that one started at 7 p.m. tomorrow. So we've got a lot going on here on Information Radio and Regional Radio in Central Missouri. Always be sure to check us out on centralmoinfo.com. And we will step aside for a short 30-second break before we get going here for the second half between Moberly and Fulton. You're listening to Information Radio on Quicks AM.
What makes a top hip and knee replacement hospital? Low complication rates, high patient satisfaction scores, and low prices. Congratulations to the joint replacement physicians at Columbia Orthopedic Group for making Boone Hospital one of the top hip and knee surgery hospitals in America. The physicians of Columbia Orthopedic Group are national leaders right here in mid-Missouri. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com and call for your appointment today at 573-443-2402.
Do your family a favor. This is Kyle Lawrence with Pathway Memorial Funeral Home. Making traditional funeral or cremation plans in advance is a gift to those you love. It eases the emotional burden and helps avoid many difficult decisions at a very stressful time. Most importantly, it ensures your wishes are known. Contact Pathway Memorial for all your pre-planning needs. Visit pathwaymemorial.com or call 263-7284. Pathway Memorial Funeral Home, celebrating life's journey.
Welcome back to Moberly, Missouri. It's Mid-Missouri High School football here on Quicks AM and Information Radio, CentralMoInfo.com. Moberly getting ready to take the kick up 42-0 on the Fulton Hornets and looking to pad their ever-growing lead even more. Cody McDowell and the offense will get going after we see the kickoff back deep to receive for Moberly is number one, Curtis Walter, and number two, Cameron Lowry. For Fulton, the kickoff will come from Justin Leake, also a receiver on this Fulton team so far today. So Fulton looking to get something going here early in the second half, maybe chip away at this 42-0 lead, and Moberly looking to just stay the course and continue their good faith. Here comes the boot from Leake, end over end, from left to right on your radio dial. It's taken by Walter. Walter at the 30, breaks a tackle. He's at the 40, go to the left side at the 50, 40, one man to beat, 30, 25, 20, 10, touchdown Moberly. Curtis Walter with the kickoff, end over end, touchdown for Moberly. They pad their lead here early in the second half.
That looked like it was about another 90-yard return. That's like the third play, 90 yards tonight for points for Moberly. It's unbelievable what they're doing on defense and now special teams.
Curtis Walter saw the seam at the 50, had two men to beat, cut back to his left, and it was nothing but pastures and green forest for Curtis Walter right there. That's his first touchdown of the game, and the Moberly lead has now extended to 48, pending an extra point. Here's the kick from Hopper through the uprights and good, 49-0. Moberly leads, 11:46 left to go here in the third quarter of action. We'll be back here on Information Radio, 1230 Quicks AM, CentralMoInfo.com.
At Controlled Air, they just want to make sure their customers stay comfy and cozy this winter. Call Controlled Air Heating and Cooling to schedule an annual checkup for your furnace or to take advantage of specials on a brand new Lennox home comfort system, up to $1,600 in rebates. Get comfortable. Call Controlled Air Heating and Cooling at 660-263-5620 today or visit them online at controlledairmo.com. It's just another way Controlled Air Heating and Cooling can make you feel better.
Welcome back to Moberly, Missouri, 1230 Quicks AM, CentralMoInfo.com. Cam Thomas, J.B. Conley along for the ride with you here in the booth. Moberly has just scored on the first kickoff of the second half. It's Curtis Walter who took it unofficially 92 yards for a touchdown score. So Moberly will boot it over to Fulton to start this third quarter yet again. Back deep for Fulton is Tayon Logan. and Zaylin McNeil. McNeil will take it at the 15. Now at the 20, looking for a block. Gets to the 30, taken down at the 37-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for this Fulton offense. And, JB, it'll be interesting to see how Fulton tries to construct this offense, if they will try to keep John Holtkamp in the pocket or if they will continue to rely on Teyon Logan here in the second half.
Yeah, we'll see what it comes out to. I mean, that's pretty decent field position compared to what they've had most of the night, and it is going to be Holtkamp coming back out, so apparently Johnson not able to go.
Fulton football, first and 10 on their own 38-yard line.
And you wonder at this point in the game if Moberly is now getting some guys in and out. We see some different guys coming in on the defensive
Avery
end.
Pollard's out there now. He's linebacker on the near side, seeing Aiden Hanum out there.
John Holtkamp in the shotgun, handoff goes to Logan. Logan breaks a tackle. Now he's at the 40. Skirts off to the 50 on the right side of the field at the 40. 35, 30, 20. Got one man to beat, and he pushes him out of bounds. Does the Moberly Spartan defender at the 15-yard line. It looks like the marking will be, but that's a good run from Teyon Logan, able to get up the field and to the right.
Yeah, nice run to get things started for Fulton here in the second half.
Fulton still looking for their first score of the day. They've been inside the red zone three or four times, but haven't had the opportunity to punch it in.
48-yard run unofficial.
And that ball will actually be marked at the 16-yard line, so first and 10 inside the red zone for the Spartans, or excuse me, for the Hornets. Holtkamp in the shotgun. He's got two running backs, one receiver to the right, one to the left. Here's the snap. Pitch goes right side to McNeil. McNeil pushed out of bounds at about the 10-yard line. It'll be a 6-yard gain on the play. So second and short for Fulton.
That's his fifth carry of the night for a total of 6 yards now. He was at zero.
You see this Moberly defensive front has been good so far today, and now some guys getting in and out. Now see Hayden Hopper in this ball game, playing the free safety position.
Gain of 5 yards on the
Moberly has now moved to that 4-3. And Fulton comes back out in the same set. Second and four, 9:26 and counting left to go in this third quarter. Handoff goes right side to Logan. Logan at the 10, skirts off to the 8 and pushed out of bounds by a host of Moberly defenders at the 8-yard line.
A generous spot there. He may have enough for a first down.
And the referee does give him the first down, so the first and goal for Fulton. Humidity is kind of calming down here as we reach the get closer and closer to the 9 o'clock hour. Fulton still leads 49-0.
That last run puts Logan over 100 yards on the night, 18 carries, 105 unofficial.
And that's been the only bright spot in this Fulton offense so far today. Fulton coming out in the same consecutive set 3 times in a row. Holtkamp in that shotgun. A little movement on the line. And the snap goes to Logan. Logan gets to about the 6-yard line. It looks like it'll be right back to the line of scrimmage. So second and goal for Fulton. Moving very slow on offense. Not a lot of pace to it, but just trying to keep it simple is Fulton and Trey Barrow and staff. Running clock here, 8:15 left to go here in this third quarter of action. Second and goal on the 4-yard line for Fulton. Two receiver set, two in the backfield. Here's a clap and snap to Holtkamp. Holtkamp hands off to Logan. Logan trying to spin around a defender at the 9-yard line, but it'll be a loss of
right, Jacob Alshire on the tackle for the Spartans.
So Logan does get back to the line of scrimmage. Thought there may have been a loss on the play.
Third down and goal from the Moberly 4-yard line.
Looks like they gave him a yard.
So third and goal for Fulton.
They really need points on this drive. I mean, giving up the kickoff return to start the half was just hurt them right now. They've got to get something. They wanted this confidence coming out of the locker room.
At this point, you try to get some points on the board for morale. Here's the pitch right left side to Logan. Logan skirts all the way in the end zone, gets past the pylon, touchdown for Fulton.
He almost started celebrating too early.
He had a little bit of room on that left side of the field before he got to the pylon and trots in the end zone for the first points of the ball game for Fulton. And Boy, did they need that, JB.
They wanted to avoid a shutout. That's one of the few things they've got going right now, is one of the little goals that they can try to build on.
Well, and they can also say that that run game has been good so far today. They've seen some good spurts of offense from the backfield, but it hasn't been the same from the quarterback position or from the receiving core. Here's Justin Leak for the extra point. Holtkamp on the snap. Here comes the boot. And wide left, no good.
So I don't know if Holtkamp has held for them this year. Obviously, being four-string quarterback, I don't know if they've used him at all on special teams. So may have been a fourth spot.
So 49-6, Moberly leads as Fulton gets their first points on the board. They miss the extra point. 7:06 left to go here in the third quarter. We'll be back on Information Radio and Quicks AM.
While you're planning your budget for next year, don't forget the parking lot. Call Capital Paving now for a free estimate so you can plan the best use of next year's resources, and the quote they give you now will still be good in the spring. Whether you've got a parking lot, a municipal job, or a highway bridge, Capital Paving is your paving partner. From the driveway to the highway, get a great service on time and on budget. Visit CapitalMo.com to request your free estimate. Capital Paving is paving the best way forward. Now serving Brookfield and North Central Missouri.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer. John Cochran with Valentine Insurance. KB Tire and Auto, Domino's Pizza, PK Weiss Agency, your local independent insurance agent. Tim Jeffries, CPA. AK's Guns and Ammo and CNR Transmission and Auto Repair, all of Moberly.
So welcome back to Moberly, Missouri. Fulton getting their first points on the board of the day. They did miss the extra point. So 49-6, Moberly still leads. They will get the ball back. Back deep for Moberly to return this kickoff is Curtis Walter and number 48, Landon Graves. Back at the 40-yard line to boot for Fulton is Justin Leak. He didn't miss the extra points, and we'll see how the kickoff goes. Here's the soft kick taken at the 40-yard line by number 10, Hunter Martin, and he's taken down at the 38. So
first in position, but Fulton is trying to avoid the big return there.
So first and 10 for Moberly. We'll see what the offensive set comes out with if Hayden Hopper comes in, and he does. It looks like Hayden Hopper will hop on the field, and some more Moberly Spartans will get involved here. Now, we know that Hayden Hopper has a good arm, but hasn't been the quarterback that's won the job so far this year, JB.
No, but a good opportunity for him to get some snaps here. 4 of 7 in the season opener for 42 yards. Did throw one pick in that game.
And he was forced to come into that game after Dominic Stone King went out with an injury, but nonetheless, Hayden Hopper will start taking snaps here in the second half. Here's the first snap to Hopper. He hands off to the running back that gets to the 40-yard line. It's Tristan Morris on the carry.
Tristan Morris, the ball.
5'11", 165-pound junior. Getting his first snaps of the day as well.
Game about three.
Second and seven upcoming for Moberly at their own 40-yard line. 5:50 left to go. Play clock at 15. Hopper in the shotgun. Morris to his right. Here's a snap. Handoff stays with Hopper as he takes it up the middle for, looks like, a yard gain on the play. Decided to take the read instead of the option there.
He took a little bit of a lick as he went down, but he's it back to his feet pretty quick.
So Hunter Martin is out there as well for Moberly as far as skilled players are concerned. Camden Stewart in there as well as a running back. And Avery Pollard, one of the wideouts right now. And looks like we've got an injury timeout on the field for Fulton.
Looks like Cameron Jackson, sophomore defensive back. I'm reading that number right on the far sideline. And this injury timeout is brought to you by Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. We'll take a 30-second break and be back. Moberly leading 49-6. Back in 30 seconds here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
How can a little tiny pebble, not much bigger than a dime, ruin your day? When that little tiny pebble, not much bigger than a dime, has a close encounter with your windshield at 70 miles an hour. Oh, that's how.
Relax. Call KB Tire and Auto at 263-7500. KB Tire and Auto will repair or replace your windshield, take care of the insurance paperwork, and have you back on the road in no time. KB Tire and Auto, for your automotive glass needs. 263-7500.
Thank you.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Moberly Motors, Pathway Memorial Funeral Home, Controlled Air Heating and Cooling of Moberly, Sheraton Valley keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Patricia's Sewing Room of Huntsville, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbian online, and Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.gov.
Third and five for Moberly at their own 42-yard line. Hayden Hopper takes the snap. Here's the throw to the right side of the field. It's caught by Avery Pollard. He gets up the field to the 40-yard line, taken down. First down and more for Avery Pollard, his first catch of the day.
Nice job to make the catch, keep his footing, and then get down the field. Eventually brought down by Seth Saylor, who's still in there, doing a fine job for Fulton.
It's a good thing for Moberly to get some guys in here, get some work, and see how the second team offense works. So first and 10 for Moberly, 4:34 left to go here in the third quarter of action. Two receiver set, Aiden Handman to the right, Avery Pollard to the left.
Moberly still trailing in first down, 7-6, believe it or not.
Tristan Morris to the left of Hayden Hopper. Here's a snap to Hopper. Handoff goes to Stewart. Stewart is tackled at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. As we reach the four-minute mark here in Moberly. Spartans still hanging on to a 43-point lead.
Stewart's second carry of the year there.
Ball spotted at the 39-yard line for Moberly, second and 10 as they break the huddle. Two receivers set yet again. Two running backs in the backfield for Hopper. Hopper looks to his right, now takes the snap, handoff, fake up the middle, now pits to the left side. Taken down by a host of Fulton Hornets is Tristan Morris after he got a gain of about five on the play. Officials trying to break up the skirmish of players at the 35-yard line, and Fulton says they have the football, but looks like a Moberly player has been told to go to the sideline. Maybe helmet came off, but it was number 78, Cage Douglas, junior offensive lineman. Moberly making some substitutions here. Ethan Vandal, their place kicker, coming in at the running back position. As Hayden Hopper gets the call from the sideline from Cody McDowell. 2:40 left to go here in the third quarter. 49-6 lead Moberly hanging on to, and they're driving again inside the Hornets 35-yard line. Ball marked at the 34, third and five. Here's a snap to Hopper, drops back, looks to his right. He's got a man at the 20-yard line. It's caught all the way down to the 25, or to the 18-yard line, excuse me. And staying in bounds is Aiden Handman, 13-yard pickup on the play.
Yeah, it looked like about a 16-yard catch for him. Hopper's now 2-2 passing for 35 yards.
Hopper using his heightened vision to his advantage so far. Quarterback in this offense for the first time since the first game of the season at Spit Cotton. Here's the snap. End around goes to Vandal. Vandal gets through a couple of defenders and taken down at the 18-yard line by Steven Johnson. Moberly using a methodical approach here in the second half for the offensive end. Just trying to get some play calls in. Taking plenty of time, JB, to make sure they get the right play call in, come in, and have Hayden Hopper feel as comfortable as possible when he gets back in the huddle.
And we get this running clock situation. I mean, there's some times that the official takes a little bit of time to get the ball set, so you may only be running a play a minute or two plays or three plays every 2 minutes.
Hopper back in the shotgun. One running back in the sidecar in Stewart. One behind him in Vandal. Here's a snap. Handoff goes to Stewart right side. No, Hopper keeps it. Takes it up the middle. Taken down by a host of Hornets at the 18-yard line. Or looks like the 13-yard line, excuse me. Five-yard pickup on the play. Near side official marked a little bit farther back than the far side official. So it'll be third and short for Moberly. In field goal range for certain, but would love to get a first down here and add to their 43-point lead.
They don't even have to snap it here. They took so long to get the play set that they could sit there and wait till the fourth quarter if they want to.
Play clock at 19. And the game clock at 10 now. Three receivers set, flanked out to the right. Here's a snap to Hopper, rolls out to his right. Thought he was going to pitch to Vandal, but Vandal didn't look like he knew the play call. And Hopper taken down at the 15-yard line. It'll be a two-yard loss on the play, and that's the end of the third quarter. 49-6, Moberly leads over Fulton here in Moberly, Missouri. We'll be back on Quicks AM and CentralMoInfo.com Information Radio.
If our leaders don't understand our way of life, how is our government ever going to work for us? As a daughter of rural Missouri, Claire McCaskill never forgot where she came from. She was born in Rolla because Houston was too small to have a hospital. Claire's family knew hard times. They moved around a lot, learning firsthand the value of hard work and the challenges families face growing up in rural Missouri. For Claire, standing up for small town Missouri is in her bones. That's why she fights for us every day in the Senate, working with anyone to get things done. When other politicians tried to close our rural hospitals and cut protections for people who have pre-existing health conditions, Claire stood shoulder to shoulder with us to protect our health care. Because that's what you get with Claire McCaskill. She doesn't care what anyone else thinks. She's going to keep on fighting for us.
I'm Claire McCaskill, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by McCaskill for Senate.
We're through three quarters here in Moberly, Missouri. One left to go as Moberly leads Fulton 49-6 at the start of the fourth quarter. Moberly will have the football at their own, or at the Fulton 12-yard line, fourth and four. And the Spartans will be going for it on fourth down, 12 yards away from the end zone. And the first priority is to get the first down, but would love to punch it in as well. Two receivers set for Hayden Hopper, who's in the shotgun. Fake handoff to Vandal, rolls out to his left. Throw is incomplete. Intended target was Camden Stewart. And that will be a turnover on downs for Moberly. Fulton will take over at their own 12-yard line.
Tough throw for Hopper. He was rolling to his left, but he hadn't turned upfield. Even though he's going to his left, he was kind of throwing across his body to get it upfield. If he had taken an extra second to stop and pivot, I think he would have had a better throw.
There was another receiver flanked out closer towards the end zone running an out route, and that may have been the better target to try to find. But to your point, JB, tough throw to make either way. So Fulton will take over at the 12-yard line. Running clock in effect at 11:15 now. And Fulton huddled up at their own 10-yard line. Break the huddle. John Holtkamp back in the mix on offense at quarterback. McNeil and Logan in the backfield as well. Maxwell to his left in the slot. Here's the handoff to McNeil. McNeil fights off a tackler and gets taken down at the 20-yard line. It'll be a 5-yard pickup on the play.
The Moberly defense looks so much quicker getting to the end of the play than Fulton does moving upfield. And part of it is Moberly's got second and third string guys out there with fresh legs, but they're playing with more energy right now as a whole team. I don't think it's just necessarily the freshest of legs. I think they've got this positive feel around the sideline. They're aggressive going after the ball.
It always helps when you've got a host of fans supporting you. So 10 left to go here in this fourth quarter of action. Here's the snap. Goes left side to Logan. Logan's got some room to run. Gets to the 25, breaks a tackle. Now taken down at the 32-yard line by a plethora of Spartan defenders. That'll be a first down for Fulton. if you think about one bright spot in this offense, and we've talked about it numerous times, JB, it definitely is Teyon Logan. He's really shown up as a senior leader on this ball club on the offensive and defensive end so far tonight.
He's had a fine night, 23 carries for 127 yards and their lone points. He's been the bulk of their offense this season.
Receiver flanked out to the right, Justin Leak for John Holtkamp. Snap is over Holtkamp's head. He tries to evade a tackler and does. Gets back to the 25-yard line, and he's taken down in the backfield. That'll be a loss of over 10 on the play.
Garrett Harper. He slipped away from Zach Snell, but the rest of the defense caught up with him.
And those are the simple things so far tonight that Fulton has just not gotten right. We've seen a multitude of snaps that have gone over the head of a punter or the quarterback, and they just can't get the simple things right so far tonight.
Second down and 17.
Make some substitutions, get some guys in and out, have some fresh legs for first or second and 17 upcoming at their own 26. 8:30 left to go in this ball game. 49-6, Moberly leading. With Fulton breaking the huddle. Holtkamp back in the shotgun. One receiver to his left in Maxwell, another to the right in Leak. Two running backs in the backfield. Handoff goes right side to McNeil. McNeil has some room on the edge. He gets to the 40 and now breaks a tackle at the 50. Spun down and taken all the way to the turf at the 52-yard line. That's a big pickup on the play for Zaylin McNeil.
Gain of 26 on that carry.
First and 10 for Fulton at the Moberly 48-yard line. Less than 8 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Fulton just trying to find something to make this a little bit more respectable than it already is. It's a blowout to say the least for Trey Barrow in his return to his hometown of Moberly as the head coach of the Fulton Hornets. And Fulton had a good amount of fans that came out to this ballgame. Probably about half the stands are full with Fulton Hornet fans, and their cheerleading squad came as well. Here's a snap to Holtkamp. Pitches out to the right side. Logan makes a great stab to make the catch before he's taken down at the 49-yard line. It looks like it'll be a loss of one on the play, but that ball almost got out of the hands of Logan. Not a great pitch from Holtkamp.
I'm actually going to mark that down as a forward pass because I think it was going forward when he pitched it that way. It's going to be a completion for a loss of one for Holtkamp.
So second and 10 upcoming for Holtkamp. New receiver in the set, Logan Vandenbosch. To the left side, two receivers flanked out for Holtkamp. Here's a snap. He drops back. Looks to his right. He's trying to evade some pressure. Taken down in the backfield by two Moberly defenders, Tristan Morris, but there's a flag on the play.
This was at the line of scrimmage. I think Moberly may have been quick off the ball.
And we'll see what the officials have to say. So clock stops at 6:27, and Fulton called for the false start.
Been a relatively clean game as far as penalties go. Fulton's been flagged twice that have been accepted, and Moberly three times.
Well, clean in that respect, but not clean with all the fumbles and interceptions that we've seen so far today from Fulton. Now, if you look at the Moberly side, this is exactly what you wanted if you're Cody McDowell and company. You get your third win of the season, and you try to continue to improve, especially a big win at home.
Get a conference win to start your defense of your conference title from last year. They started to get some notice statewide last week in the polls, and depending on what happens elsewhere in the state tonight, they could crack the top 10 this week with a statement win like this.
So clock winds at 6:15. Holtkamp back in the shotgun, third and long here from their own 43. Here's the fake handoff. Holtkamp rolls out to his right. He loses the football. Now the ball is loose and taken down at the 35-yard line, says the officials. Ball came out of Holtkamp's hands after his backside hit the ground. So
I'm not sure that they're right. I think it came out, and I think he caught it as he went back to the ground and then was down. I mean, they got the right call, but I don't know that it I think it was a fumble that he recovered himself as he was falling to the ground.
So ball will be placed all the way back at the 39-yard line. Fulton will go for it here. Nothing to lose at this juncture of the ball game. Four receivers set for John Holdkamp in the shotgun. Tayon Logan to his left. Here's the clap, now the snap. Drops back, looks to his left. Here's a pass at the 50-yard line, but intended target not met in Keyshawn Maxwell. Turnover on downs. Fulton will take over at their own 39.
Couple Spartans in covers. Looks like Alshar is about to get an interception there.
So Moberly does their job on defense. They get a three and out, or four and out, excuse me, from Fulton.
Last check on Glory 97, Macon Monroe City tied at 12 in the fourth quarter on Crest tonight. Fourth-ranked Fayette leading second-ranked Marceline 14-9 in the fourth quarter. Of course, we'll have end zone after the games tonight on Crest. This is AM 1230, KWYX Mobile and CentralMoInfo.com just after 9 o'clock.
Dominic Stone King back in this ballgame at quarterback for Moberly. 4:28 and counting left to go. Here's a snap to Stone King. Handoff goes to Will Lahr, and he'll take it all the way down to the 24-yard line. That's a big pickup on the play.
Run by LaRue out to the 26-yard line.
Gain of about 8 yards on the play. Second down and two.
So second and two now from the Moberly 25. Dominic Stone King back in this ballgame. We probably didn't expect to see him the rest of the way, but if Moberly's going to go to more of a run-driven offense here in the last couple of minutes, he's the guy to lead it.
Spartans have had 10 different ball carriers tonight now.
Jacob Alshire to his left. He gets the handoff. Stiff arms the defender at the 28 and taken down at the 25-yard line by Logan Van Bosch.
Logan Bosch on the tackle for Fulton.
Give him about a yard, still third and short coming up.
Third down and one for Moberly.
Third and one for Moberly upcoming, as they let the clock continue to wind all the way down to 3:18.
Realistically, if Moberly can get a first down, they're really only about five or six snaps away from ending this game.
Be a good position to put that V up from the sideline. Here's a snap. Handoff goes to Lahr again, and he takes it to the 10-yard line. Great pickup and breaking a couple of tackles to get all the way there was Logan LaRue.
A 15-yard gain for LaRue and a first down.
First and goal to go for Moberly from the 10-yard.
And this Fulton defense has to be tired, especially at the front line. We see a couple of defensive linemen on their knees at the 10-yard line where the ball is marked. And when you get some fresh legs, like you said, JB, on this offense to a defense that has been on the field all night, those are the type of runs you end up finding. Two receivers set, Garrett Harper to the left and Brennan Head to the right. Here's a snap to Stone King. Handoff goes to LaRue yet again. LaRue skirting at the five, gets to the 2-yard line. It'll be second and goal for Moberly. LaRue might be able to punch this one in if he gets a handoff here on second down.
They'd like to give him a chance to punch this one in. As you mentioned, just let him finish the drive. Be a great way to end this game.
6 foot, 160-pound sophomore. Getting some good action here towards the end of this ball game. Here's a snap to Stone King. Bobbled snap, but hands off to LaRue. LaRue looks to the left side, now cuts back to the right. Met by a host of defenders. Touchdown, Moberly. Moberly breaking the half-century mark here in the fourth quarter. 1:29 left to play. 55-6 the score. Pinning an extra point, it'll be 56, and we've got a Fulton player down at the goal line. So it looks like we will step aside for an injury timeout. This injury report timeout is brought to you by Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. We'll be back in 30 seconds on QuicksAM, CentralMoInfo.com.
Dayton.
Sightline 21st Century. Changing gun laws have made gun ownership a more accessible hobby for thousands of firearm enthusiasts. Why, even grandma is getting in on the fun. Enjoy that 12-gauge, young lady. You see, everybody is starting to see the importance of gun ownership for hunting, sport, and protection.
At AK Guns & Ammo, we offer you the finest guns, ammo, and accessories. AK Guns & Ammo, on 4th Street in Moberly or online at akgunsammo.com.
Back with you here in Moberly, Missouri, 55-6 to score. 1:23 left to go here in the fourth quarter of action as the Fulton player that was down, Jacob Huey, is now up on his feet. He originally was down at the goal line, head up to the sky, and was not moving at the time of the training staff coming on the field, but he's up on 2 feet, hobbling off the field. As his team is now down 55-6 after a 2-yard touchdown run by Will LaRue, the sophomore. Came in, had a couple of big runs, JB, and finally got a chance to punch it in on third down.
First touchdown of the year for him. Nice to see him get that.
That's one of the advantages you get when you're up so much on a team. If you're Moberly, you get the opportunity to get some guys in and out and get some young guys some experience. So down the road, if you may have an injury or two or have a situation where some guys need to get in, they've had that experience in a real game situation.
Now prepare them well. Next week, a big one. Non-conference rivalry at Macon.
And Moberly will not take the extra point. They will kneel this football, and out of respect, will give the football back to Fulton on the kickoff. So 55-6, Moberly leads. We'll keep it here on Quicks AM and CentralMoInfo.com with less than a minute remaining. It looks like the teams will most likely not line up for another field goal. They may just let this clock run all the way out, JB.
Well, for another kickoff. A minute to kick it off. The touchdown came with a minute 27 remaining. The officials are in no hurry to get the teams back out there. I think we may be looking at the end of the game here.
So I don't think you have to kick it off in a running clock situation. If you do kneel in that situation, the clock would continue to run. There's not a play clock in between the scoring drive and the next kickoff.
Yeah, they usually allow a minute between the score and the next kickoff. And occasionally they'll stop the clock in a situation like this after a score, even a running clock situation. They choose not to here, and teams are going to line up and shake hands. So impressive win for Moberly tonight, 55-6.
55-6, the final score here in Moberly, Missouri. Moberly routes the visiting Fulton Hornets and dampers the day for Trey Barrow, who has his homecoming rained on here in Moberly, Missouri. Final score 55-6. We will hear the final stats upcoming and we'll get a chance to chat with the head coach of the Moberly Spartans, Cody McDowell, here on Quicks AM, CentralMoInfo.com, and Regional Information Radio.
Jed. I got Phil on the line, and he needs the entire Millbrook account emailed to him. Stat.
Sure.
Well, get on it. He
already has it.
If he already had the files, he wouldn't be on the phone telling me...
Thanks, tell Jen I owe her.
Wait, what? You have it?
Yep, gotta run.
I'm not even gonna ask how you did that.
With speed so fast, you'll think your employees are using telepathy. Help your business take a step forward with Sheraton Valley's advanced solutions. Get a free quote for your business at cvalley.net. Sheraton Valley, we mean business.
Do your family a favor. This is Kyle Lawrence with Pathway Memorial Funeral Home. Making traditional funeral or cremation plans in advance is a gift to those you love. It eases the emotional burden and helps avoid many difficult decisions at a very stressful time. Most importantly, it ensures your wishes are known. Contact Pathway Memorial for all your pre-planning needs. Visit PathwayMemorial.com or call 263-7284. Pathway Memorial Funeral Home, celebrating life's journey.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
Howdy, cow folks. Dusty again for Valentine Insurance Agency. When you're out on the range and notice danger coming around the bend, you'll have one less thing to worry about if you've seen the insurance pros at Valentine Insurance Agency. They'll make sure you've got the right plan to face all the risks you can run into by protecting your home, vehicles, life, and health, and more. Give them a call today, partner. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
And welcome back to the postgame show here on Information Radio Quicks at CentralMoInfo.com. J.B. Connolly, Cam Thomas with you as the Spartans win this one by a score of 55-6. Tony McDowell will be making his way up here shortly, I believe. Spartans scored 28 points in the first quarter, led 42-0 at halftime, 49-6 after three quarters as they returned the opening kickoff of the second half for a touchdown and winning 45-6. Fulton turned the ball over four times. Three of those turnovers were immediately converted into points by the Spartans. One interception return, two fumble returns. They also returned a kickoff for a touchdown tonight. Dominic Stoneking was 3 of 5 passing for 23 yards. The score, Hayden Hopper, 2 of 3 for 35 yards. Offense on the ground. Don't have it completely totaled up yet here, but we'll ballpark it for you. It's about 180 yards on the ground, give or take. Looks like on about 26 carries. Cameron Lowry had a touchdown catch. Stoneking, a 92-yard interception return for a touchdown, 16-yard touchdown run. Graves, 7-yard touchdown run. Also, Curtis Walter, 90-yard fumble return for a touchdown. Andrew Huff, a 20-yard touchdown fumble return. Stoneking, a 9-yard pass to Lowry. That was all in the first half. Walter with a 92-yard kickoff return to start the second half. Fulton got on the board in the third quarter as Taon Logan ran one in from 4 yards out, made it 49-6. And the Spartans finished the game. Will LaRue with a 2-yard touchdown run, made it 55-6. Impressive win for the Spartans. They're now 3-1 of the year. The Hornets dropped 0-4. They'll be at Marshall next week. Mobley will be at Macon. Time to announce our outstanding player of the game, brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, the Jeff Freeman Agency, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. And tonight we're going to give it to Curtis Walter. A pair of touchdowns, one on defense, a 90-yard fumble return, and one on the special teams, 92-yard kickoff return. Impressive night for him, getting two scores on a night where Moberly played pretty well all the way around. 55-6, the final score. And once again, Curtis Walter is named our outstanding player of the game. Brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, the Jeff Freeman Agency, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer. John Cochran with Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, Domino's Pizza, PK Weiss Agency, your local independent insurance agent, Tim Jeffries, CPA, AK's Guns and Ammo, CNR Transmission and Auto Repair, Mobley Motors, Pathway Memorial Funeral Home, Controlled Air Heating and Cooling, all of Mobley, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Patricia's Sewing Room of Huntsville, Mobley Area Community College in Mobley, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. And Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.gov. 55-6 is the final score. We will continue the postgame here for a couple minutes. I believe Cody McDowell's on his way up, so we're going to take a two-minute break and be back with more of the postgame show next here on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
CNR Transmission is a manual and automatic transmission service center for foreign or domestic cars, light trucks, and vans. CNR Transmission doesn't stop with transmission service and repair. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. We're talking oil changes, tune-ups, and brakes, large or small. Ask Charlie or Randy about their full line of tires for your car, truck, or van. Call 269-8482 in Moberly or 665-5424 in Kirksville for complete automotive service and repair. Financing is available. CNR Transmission, they fix everything.
Hi, this is Tim Jeffries, CPA. Bill Cruzy and I are proud supporters of the Mobley Spartans. Bill and I encourage you to get out and support these fine young athletes. When in need of tax, bookkeeping, payroll, or accounting services, please contact Bill or Tim at 263-9266 or my office located at 549 West Coates in Moberly. CPAs are the only licensed accountants in Missouri. Let the team at Tim Jeffrey CPA LLC go to work for you. Support all our area students, athletes, and their teams and schools. Go Spartans.
It happens.
You're driving down the road, and up ahead, there's a big truck. No big deal, everything's fine. And then, that big truck kicks up a piece of debris that lands right on your windshield.
What do you do?
Call KB Tire and Auto at 263-7500. That's 263-7500. KB Tire and Auto will repair or replace your windshield fast and even take care of the insurance paperwork. KB Tire and Auto, for glass, 263-7500.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
And welcome back to the postgame show here on Information Radio Quicks. Joins now is the head coach of the Moberly Spartans, Cody McDowell. His squad winning tonight by a score of 55-6 over Fulton. And, Coach, impressive win for your squad tonight. It looked like everything went your way.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. We had a little – they got off to a little pretty good start there early on and kind of pushed the ball down the field a little bit, moved the ball, and – we obviously got a turnover and big play there, you know, for our defense. Dom returning all the way back, so that's we've done a good job of answering the last 2 weeks, and that was a pretty good exclamation point on that, because I was a little concerned with the way they were moving the ball there right now on that first drive, but our guys rebounded, and like I said, that big play led to a few more big plays, and sometimes those things kind of come in bunches, and that's what happened.
Most coaches would be happy well enough with four takeaways or plus four on the night. You turned three of those takeaways into touchdowns.
Yeah, that's always what we were kind of looking at our play script there at halftime, and we just hadn't run very many offensive plays with special teams and defense. The way those big plays were happening, like I said, sometimes when it rolls like that, they happen in bunches, and that's what happened. So it was good. It was a team win. A lot of kids played really well, so hard to evaluate right now, but you know, I was happy with the way the kids responded and how they were ready to play in the first half.
Talk about Walter. He had the fumble return in the first half and then started the third quarter with the kickoff return for a touchdown.
Yeah, he's obviously has big play potential, and you saw that tonight, whether it's on offense, special teams, and then obviously, you know, the scoop and the return there. So that was he's got it, and it's just kind of like everything else on offense. It's we've got a lot of guys that can make plays, and that was good to see him do that.
It's going to be nice on a night like this where it's warm, it's muggy, you get the starters out of the game early, get the second and third team guys some reps.
Yeah, it honestly, it really is. We kind of get robbed on our lower-level game, so it's a point of emphasis, obviously, if we can get going and get rolling to try and get our JV guys in, get our number twos in to get some of our backups some reps, just because sometimes in the flow of a game on a Friday night, they don't see many reps, and it's hard to get them, hard to replicate game speed in practice. So it was great for those guys to get some experience and get some, you know, some live Friday night stats against some of their better players. So we'll be able to evaluate that and have some stuff on tape for those guys to see.
Some of those turnovers, it looked like Fulton either trying to do maybe just a little bit too much, or it may have been a slick football, not the rain you had the past 2 weeks, but just the humidity. It looked like that football may have been hard to grip.
It felt pretty muggy out here. I don't really know, but I mean, a couple of those cough ups were, I think one of them was a pretty good hit. You know, I don't know who it was. I think it was one of our linebackers put a pretty good stick on a kid, so coughed it up. And the other ones, yeah, I mean, it's ball security. We preach that a lot. Our guys did a good job hanging on to it, and then obviously taking the ball away, just being aggressive.
Nice on both sides of football, too. Your guys not losing focus, playing a relatively clean game penalty-wise.
Yeah, we try and keep the focus on us, and that's what I tell our kids. It doesn't really matter who you play. It's how you play, and we try and preach it and try and preach it and tell them that. And I was happy with the way they responded with that aspect of it tonight.
You get a pretty good battle next week, non-conference game at Macon.
Yeah, always a tough game, proximity rivalry. You know, our kids are excited. We'll enjoy this one, and then we'll start to get ready for them.
Coach, appreciate your time. Good luck next week.
Yep, thanks a lot. Go Spartans.
Cody McDowell joining us here on the postgame show. We certainly do appreciate his time, and that's going to wrap things up for us tonight as Mobley wins by a score of 55-6. Spartans are now 3-1 on the year. Fulton falls to 0-4 as we finish our broadcast tonight. Thanks to all of our sponsors for helping us bring you tonight's game. Thanks to our producer, Stephen, back in the studio, doing a great job as always. Once again, our final score, Mobley wins by a score of 55-6. We invite you to tune in to 104.7 Superstation Crest for End Zone. For Cam Thomas, I'm J.B. Conley. Have a great night, everyone.
I used to post to job boards that sent me tons of resumes.
Just to find a few people who were right for my job.
That old process was not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology scans resumes for me to find the right people.
And actively invites them to apply, so I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
Here's a big secret organic grocery chains don't want you to know. It's called ThriveMarket.com, the largest online store in the country selling exclusively non-GMO organic groceries, all at guaranteed savings of up to 50% off. Their mission is to make healthy living